listen to it.
No. Seriously, you would think one person, a single person, anyone would send
a citizen email.
Sorry, I'll start telling the people at work.
And if
I'll
you're interested in emailing us,
do you think
send that email to podcast@itsallcanon.com.
Do you think that everyone's down like it? We say it
I
says we've had.
I've had that pop up in my newsfeed.
Yeah, it's because I'm linking it.
Who's listening to Shithouse Podcast?
No, why is the logo a cat?
Because you haven't done
you haven't fixed, you haven't done the official one yet, Beth.
No, I'm not working on it.
Oh, okay.
Just some random person. Like, we have why a listener. Why is there this blurry cat thing?
I might have. I was probably just sharing
that's
a link.
That's my cat.
Of
she's lovely. She's not yours
really
anymore.
Like that.
Hang on.
She was a bit special.
She was stupid. In a good way.
Yeah.
To the point that it got really annoying. Like she didn't get the picture that, and I thought,
please
get off the bed.
It's like, oh, we're playing throwing
game
again.
So,
Jonathan let her sleep on it.
So when I visited my mum's. And they were still there. She always just used to do that.
Aww.
And it's really irritating when I'm sleeping in a sleeping bag and there's zero room to move.
Audio podcast.
It's a picture of a cat.
Oh, we're recording
that.
Yeah, no, the cat crawled into my sleeping bag while I was asleep.
I just plugged our email. Of course we're recording.
You know?
Why would I tell you guys?
I thought
the email
that was
is
a joke.
No. Well, it is a joke.
Okay,
I mean,
seems like a good place to start.
Speaking of a joke, welcome to It's All Canon.
Episode 5.
How can you not count?
We'll count next. There's four next.
It's
five.
Episode 5.
Yes.
Next podcast.
We should
notes
really start using numbers
no
rather than an
oh,
orcish
no
counting
I do
system.
I do. There's next podcast, and then in brackets.
Oh,
five.
So it's like the orc counting system in the Discworld
no
novels.
Trolls
counting system where they have many, so they count using many's up till 4, and then it becomes lots.
Oh, I see.
So many one, many two, many three, many four, lots.
No, it was many one, many two, many three, many. Many, many one.
That's
many,
right.
Many
two,
many
three.
Many. Because I can only count to three. So once we've got three many, we've got to go to lots.
Yeah. Many, many, many one, many two, many three, lots.
So it's quadrary?
Yeah, I guess so. It's sort of
quadrary?
Just a base 4 number system, I suppose.
Yeah. Anyway.
As opposed to our base 10. There was some weird, like, Phoenician sort of something.
Phoenician.
It's Venetian, you dog.
Phoenician.
Phoenician.
Yes, the rivers of the Phoenix.
So it had, like, base 16 or something like that, so that's a bit weird. But
okay, Felicity, you can start. We have a guest.
We have a guest.
We're doing
special
introductions,
guest,
and it's never in the same order.
It's never in the same order.
So if you start, it's not going to be in the same order.
Oh, good.
Okay, that's Felicity.
That's Felicity. I'm Will.
I'm Alex.
I'm Ben.
I'm Jonathan. That was a weird. Like
that was a really weird pattern. Okay. We sort of did a odd shape.
Zigzag.
Ziggity zaggity.
We haven't had one in a while.
No, we haven't had one in a while.
Before Christmas.
Yeah, it was before Christmas. Well, I mean, we probably could have done it last weekend, but I wasn't around, and it was stinking disgusting hot.
Yeah.
Like, I did not want to sit in this room with no AC and do this for 2 hours. That was not my idea of fun.
Yeah, I instead decided to sit in this room with no AC and play Devil May Cry 3.
So that leads well into what have you been playing this week, Ben?
Yeah.
3 weeks,
so
whatever, how long it is.
I've been on a character action game kick because everyone knows that I love Hideki Kamiya and all his creations.
I didn't know that.
He loves no one. He has a rubber stamp with a picture of his face that says blocked. It's great. So, I decided that I was going to play through the entire Devil May Cry series, and I finished 1 through 4 and started playing 5, and I still can't stomach that game.
Is that bad?
It is
with the completely different characters.
Yeah,
it's
really easy, and that makes it really unsatisfying to play. And I just don't like any of the characters in it.
What are you talking about? The man with the awesome hat,
Virgil.
Virgil with the awesome hat.
Yes, I remember Virgil, like the half demon villain from Devil May Cry 3, and they turn him into Anonymous. He's got the fedora and everything, the lady.
Milady. to say.
Like, I keep hearing the super best friends talk about the Virgilmobile and how it's so awesome, but I'm not sure I can even stick around for that. It is a shadow of its former self.
It does seem like because Dante, the main protagonist guy, he's always been a dick.
Yeah, he's a complete asshole.
He's a complete asshole, but he was like in the 1-4, he was like an asshole, but he was like a likable asshole.
Yeah, like he has redeeming qualities.
He's like, he's a jackass, but he just doesn't really care what anyone else thinks of him. And this new guy is just—he's just annoying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
annoyingly.
He's a shitty little kid. Maybe it's that I'm older now, but I still think, like, having played them all in a row like that, I still think original Dante is much better than new
shitty
Dante.
Kid Dante. Oh, mic movement.
Sorry. Although I do really like how they take that, like, he's a complete asshole, and they sort of make him the villain for the first half of DMC4. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm. It was funny looking at you playing, because I was still home before Christmas when you were playing 1, and my goodness, some of the stuff
is glorious. 1's kind of rough, especially, like, just coming off Bayonetta 2.
It looks
like
it was put together in, like,
PowerPoint.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
Well, not just the UI, like the gameplay is
put together in PowerPoint.
It's kind of, it's
a series of transitions.
You hit F5 and it runs.
It's Star Wars.
Yeah.
It spirals in. Oh, yeah. Wait, it does.
Like all the items will,
the FMV. Shooting when you select a weapon,
and it really did look like in the title, like the menu screens and stuff like that. It's like some kids in grade 4 or something like that, and he's had to make his first PowerPoint presentation. Just throw every piece of clip.
I do love how they've bumped the resolution of the UI up, but it's still 4:3. It's great.
Where did they bump it up from?
It would have been
2 pixels.
Just 2 pixels.
It's
not 2x2.
480p to the PS2.
2 pixels. You're going to have to talk Felicity. No?
No.
That's alright. She'll become a fan favourite.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't say anything instead of having to listen to us.
No. Okay, so we've actually got a ton of listeners, but no one emails in. And they're all emailing asking about Felicity.
Or the entire time we've just been giving them.
Maybe we should just start making stuff up.
Oh yeah.
And here's Harold, the lovable vagabond.
We have a hobo living in our basement.
Look at him vagabonding all over the place.
My brother wants to come and visit at some point, he can give us our weekly Destiny update, because he's hooked on that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really? Did you get a lot of news of it when you were home?
He has told me a lot of things.
At some point? No, we need a dedicated time for Will's Space Corner.
I don't actually have any space news this week.
We don't have a lot. I don't think we kept track of news much.
No, we didn't, because I was too busy being either not in reception of, the world, or doing family stuff. Which basically, at my parents' place, means you're not in reception of the world either. The internet is patchy down there at best. Ben and I, we went camping with a couple of our mates. And it was quite a bit of fun.
It
was good fun. We got sunburned. We drank a lot of beers.
A tiny bit. I drank some beers. Very small amount. Drinking responsibly.
And then in a river. Cooked meat by burying it.
We cooked meat by burying it in the ground. It's some Maori, like New Zealand Maori thing. It's called a hangi or something along those lines. So we dug a hole, buried meat in it, and a whole lot of hot rocks. And then we dug it up 4 hours later. We all had a sizable amount of this thing to eat. Keep in mind that it's 4 guys. We went away. 3 of us brought enough food to cater for the 4 people for the 3 days that we were away anyway. So we just had all food.
I bought grog.
Yeah. But there basically wasn't a green thing amongst all the food that we brought. Unless you count...
Wait, no. Pure Blonde bottles are green.
Oh, yeah. And there was also a little bit of green seasoning on the barbecue shapes.
That's true. Yep.
So I guess that...
That bounces out, right?
Yeah.
That's how that works.
So we were pretty much on the protein and carbs diet. After we've had this... Do you want to take the story from here, Ben, or would you like me to tell?
Sure, I'll take the story. So
there was a terrorist attack in Australia, and it was Ben.
there was an actual terrorist attack, which we'll get to later.
It's kind of sad.
I released a deadly neurotoxin.
Yes, Ben was in charge of the sarin attack on the Tokyo.
Oh.
So yeah, we were really roughing it out there. We were sitting out camping.
We were really roughing it.
Don't back down.
We were really really roughing it. So we were sitting there in our camping chairs, watching the interview on a projector.
Yeah.
What were you projecting it onto?
How did you get a projector?
It was running off a car battery.
Oh, okay. It was just like a little 12 volt thing. That was actually not terrible, but we can talk about that.
It was okay.
Yeah,
it was
off into like a forest.
So yeah, we're sitting there watching that, and the ghost of Hungy's past comes back to haunt me, and I start building up a little pressure. I got to release it, but it's dark. I thought I could get bitten by that snake we kept seeing.
Yeah,
so I had to just sit there and I just
built up like a pressure cooker
5 or 6 times.
Mosquito repellent.
Everyone else at the campsite repellent.
Would have been a damn conflagration if anyone had had an open flame anywhere nearby. Yeah, you know how people can describe, you know, oh, that fart was so bad that it cleared the room. Ben somehow managed to clear the outdoors.
Clear the entire outside.
So,
hey, did you see that snake after that?
No, I did not see that snake after that.
Killed it.
You were doing us a good service there, Ben. Although the flies got really bad after that.
You soiled yourself.
I hope that wasn't.
Man, I could make.
You did
a
sit
joke.
Still for a while.
I was trying to keep it like
keep it from sloshing around.
I was watching the movie.
Oh no!
Just sip it through the bottom of the chair. Collect the chunks for later.
Hang on, guys, I've got to go.
It's all right. It wasn't my chair.
So, Will, what have you been playing?
Me? Well,
Ben's been playing something else.
Yeah, have you been playing?
No, Devil May Cry's been taking up most of my time.
Persona Q, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, I've been playing Persona Q on the train. That's good. It's not as good as the rest. It's not just not as character-driven. Mm. And
you bet
I do enjoy... Yeah, okay, yeah, there's some good moments, but there's zero character development, which kind of makes sense, because
it's canon.
It takes
somehow.
Place... Yeah, it's everything is canon.
Yeah,
it's
all canon now.
Some would say it is all canon.
No. It all takes place like during the other two games, so you can't really have any character development at all, because it would then, assuming that they go back with some memories intact, that would affect those games.
Somehow, I don't think they're going back with memories intact.
No, it's a little shoehorned. The gameplay is fine and it's enjoyable to play. It's a little grindy, but that's to be expected of a dungeon crawler, I think.
Mm.
Mm.
So we'll move on to you.
Well, we'll move on to me.
Yes.
Well, you know, given what I just said before, that I've spent a lot of time not in an area where I can actually game. I failed so hard when I went home to my parents' place for the holidays. I always forget something when I go back there for like, because they live like 3 hours away from here, so it's not like I just pop back and pick things up again.
Mm.
It's I managed to leave my laptop charger at work, and my laptop is at that point of its life where it literally lasts about 10 minutes before it goes
flat if I don't
plug it in.
Mine's up in an hour and I'm still impressed it's lasting that long.
Wow, that's really good. That is actually really good for something like that. But and I, well, the slightly more minor thing was that I forgot my book, so I couldn't read my book. It was very sad. So I had to Well, one of the things that I did start playing was one of the things that we nominated for our Game of the Year, but maybe I should
talk about that.
Because it was handheld, so I'd managed to bring that along with me. But once I'd gotten back in the new year, I've been playing a little bit of the Splinter Cell Blacklist.
That's what you're playing the other night.
Yeah, that's what I was playing the other night. So it's sort of
I love Splinter Cell. He's such a cool guy.
Don't you start up.
I played a bit of that game. I really, really hated the single player, but the multiplayer was so much fun.
Oh, really?
I've heard a lot of people
it
say
was
it's
so
really
much fun
because
it was. It's like you know, these souped up like mega tough soldiers with these big machine guns versus like ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fun to be a ninja.
Mercs versus spies.
Yeah,
mode that
one. I think that's
that.
The one. Yeah, and it's so fun because you're like sneaking around and you can, you know, run on all these really weird areas that you can't.
Yeah, it
kind of
reminds me of Metal Gear Online. There was a mode in that where one person would get randomly selected to play as Solid Snake, and That player's goal was to go around and steal dog tags from everyone else. Oh. And the remaining players would just have a two-team death match.
Oh.
So it was Snake had to get the dog tags before one of the teams hit the win count for the round.
There's going to be a new Metal Gear Online.
I know.
It was a lot of fun.
I remember seeing something similar to that, which was Metal Gear Airsoft, which was like people just patrolling around and a Nerf gun and a BB gun. BB gun killed, Nerf gun stunned, and then a knife as well. And it was really cool. Didn't really work because he was overpowered.
Knife literally killed.
You don't have to use the real knife.
But I've only played like the first three. I can't speak.
The thirsty.
I'm thirsty. I've another sip of my beer. The first three story missions, but I'm quite liking it. I guess I don't know. Maybe I'm just in the mood for a shooter at the moment, even though it's sort of stealthy.
Because I
was talking last podcast how I'd gotten fed up with Borderlands 2 because I wasn't enjoying the open world-y kind of stuff. So I moved on to Batman, which I was enjoying, but at that point when we discussed it last, I'd only played like basically the sort of the introductory tutorial kind of stuff, like the hidden tutorial kind of stuff. It's like, oh, this is the tutorial, but we won't frame it as a tutorial, which is one of the problems I have with Danganronpa, but I'll talk about that later. And once I got beyond that and it threw me out into the open world, I was just like, I don't want to do this. It's not having fun anymore. Immediately, it needs two things. I think there were a couple of quality of life kind of concerns that I had with it that were just irritating me. Like they were shitting me to tears. One, that game needs a mini map. Like,
yeah, I forgot it didn't have a mini
map. Yeah, like a diabetic needs insulin. And two, every time you went past like an optional mission, like a side mission in the game, it defaulted your objective to that. It was driving me nuts, because if you go A to B like I do in these games, like I got up to a bit where you're in Poison Ivy's house and you got to go visit Dr. Freeze. They're basically at opposite ends of the darn map. So you're Batmaning Spider-Man.
You've got your web line.
Yeah, that's fair, actually.
You've got your batarang thing that you have kind of buildings and pull yourself up with. And I went past three like optional missions and it changed my objective every time. So the waypoint marker was suddenly like right on my feet, but not where I was trying to go. So I had to go back into the menu, reselect the thing, and maybe I just didn't. Then maybe there's an easy way to go back to it, but I don't feel like I should do that at all.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever having that problem.
Yeah, I don't
problem.
Remember having that
well,
issue either.
No, maybe it was just me.
Maybe it happened. I can't remember it.
It happened a couple of times, definitely. Maybe I just pressed something stupid. I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway,
I gotta agree though. I think that game was a lot worse than the prequel for having a bigger world. I think the tighter experience of Arkham Asylum was much better.
I completely agree with you. That was pretty much what I was just about to say. Yeah, I really enjoyed Arkham Asylum because it was, you were like, oh, okay, I need to go there. And you just jump over to the other. The map's small, so it takes you less than 2 minutes to get over to the other side of the thing. No problem at all.
That's
you don't have
it.
To spend a whole lot of time hunting for the. That was another thing that was annoying me. You get to the building that you're meant to go into, and you got to bat around this damn building for 5 minutes trying to find the freaking entrance to it.
That's a verb.
Batting around.
It was
doing the bat dance.
Oh no, not the bat. Oh. That was not good.
That said, I think like the gliding and the swinging is better in sitting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I would agree with that. It does feel definitely smoother. Like it feels like it.
And having that open space makes it a lot more satisfying to like just swoop around the city.
One bit slides into the next bit quite easily, but yeah, when it takes you 5 minutes to figure out if you're meant to go through the front door or the window of the thing that you're meant to go into, I don't know. It just annoyed me.
It's no Spider-Man 3.
Was that good or bad? I have no idea.
Not great.
Let's play it after this. Would you like to play the PS2 version or the PS3 version? Somehow
that's
I have
the one
both.
With the quick time events.
Yeah.
Yeah. That game's a masterpiece, but not for the rest of your things.
Just for failing that one job.
Oh, it is. It's
beautiful.
It broke me. It was so funny. We'll just watch that YouTube thing afterwards. Yeah.
All
it's glorious.
I'm going to throw the ball to you now, Jonathan.
Throw the balls at me. What have I been playing?
I haven't trimmed them lately, man. You might be in a bit of trouble.
That's all right.
Smooth.
No, it's not.
No, they're not.
You said you
sandpaper. Raspy.
You said you were playing Borderlands 2 before, and that reminded me that I got Borderlands the pre-sequel, which also reminded me...
It's Borderlands with Australians, right?
Yeah, it's basically... basically Borderlands...
Fuck you, wanker!
Space Australia.
Space Australia.
Is that your Australian accent?
Yes, I thought it was, neat at first. You know, the fact that everyone's basically... Like, everyone in the game is Australian. And they all sound pretty authentically Australian.
Is that 2K Australia?
It is 2K Australia, yeah. Most definitely. Because as far as I was aware, what I was told was that...
Like Canberra.
It was a lot of, like, placeholder...
Yes.
Like,
so. They're Canberra or Brisbane, anyway.
Sorry,
I'm pretty sure it's Canberra.
Doesn't really matter. Yeah. A lot of, like, placeholder things that they said, they just kept. Like,
yeah.
They showed to 2K and they were like, you know, that's fine, just use that.
Yeah.
And that's just what they did. Which also reminded me that I picked that up during the Christmas sales. Which reminds me, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh,
I hope
yeah.
you had a good Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's a good point. Yeah, because it was before Christmas, so...
Christmas is so far away now that I feel like saying those
happy
things.
Happy next Christmas.
Yeah, happy, happy, happy. I hope you had fun at Christmas.
Yeah,
I hope you got all of the things that you wanted to get, and your aunt, your grandmother didn't get too racist at the Christmas dinner.
What more can we ask for?
Yeah.
Exactly. Grandma just holding herself back just for one evening and not going on about your homosexual cousin.
Or the Abbos.
Or the Abbos.
On that note, anyone get anything cool for Christmas?
I did, but no one will find it cool.
That's
so.
Right. Tell us anyway.
No.
Will got a planet. You got Pluto
got
reclassified
my...
as a planet. That was
no, Pluto was given to me. I just have to get there now, which is going to prove problematic. Oh. Felicity just said he got me, so she's we were having a wee bit of a.
If you tie a rope to Pluto, you can just pull it down.
That sound was me punching
punch.
Ben.
That was a solid hit. Are you alright, Ben?
I'll live.
I like the idea of rope right all the way to Pluto, and Ben tries to tug it and then fly.
Curse you, elliptical orbit!
The cool thing I did get, it's really lame, but I think it's cool. I got, like, I like to do a bit of DIY stuff. I like to build some stuff on occasion, and something I've been wanting for a while is a battery-operated drill, and I got...
That wasn't going where I thought it was going to go.
Battery-operated, other words starting with D.
I believe they're called vibrators as well.
We always refer to it as the vibrator.
The vibrator.
Not your vibrator.
Oh, that's disgusting. You boys share.
Oh, no, it's a Fight Club.
Sharing is caring.
I haven't seen it.
Have you not seen Fight Club?
No, I haven't.
Have you not read Fight Club?
I haven't seen Fight Club.
Watch Fight Club. It's
okay.
Really good.
I still haven't had the end of Fight Club spoiled for me.
Good.
Which I think is impressive.
Really?
Considering.
How has that not happened?
I don't know.
That's insanity.
That is,
yeah, actually, you got to watch it. Really,
I kind of want to see how long I can get it to last for.
Really,
the witch gets
well.
Splashed with a bucket of water and she just dies. It's the most ridiculous ending ever.
The Wizard of Fight Club.
Click your heels and you're taken to the arena. I don't know. So,
it's
but
place
I,
like home.
I,
his name is Robert Paulson.
Yeah. I got a really cool Patrick drill, so I'm happy.
Okay.
Even though it's kind of lame.
Should we go back to Ben and then that way Jonathan can cover what he
okay.
can Christmas.
Did you get a cool thing, Ben?
I got a couple of cool things. I got an electric razor. I've never owned one before, so that's been kind of cool. I hope I haven't been waking Paul Lock up on his days off, because his room is next to the bathroom.
You couldn't wake me up if you tried.
I'm going to come in there with the razor.
He's going to come in there with
the razor. Just
he's going to come in there with a
I don't know what
fart.
It is, but I can't stand electric razors.
That won't wake him
up.
No, he'll never wake up.
But both my sister and I got copies of Fantasy Life, which is a 3DS game. It's kind of a Harvest Moon kind of thing. It plays like a single player MMO. It's pretty fun. I like it.
Hmm. Had you heard of it before?
Only through her, and she loves those kind of games, like Harvest Moon.
Oh, so did you say your sister got you?
Animal
right,
Crossing.
Sorry.
My mum got it for both of us.
Oh, but I assume she,
she's
a
always
recommendation
like,
then.
I spent more money on one child than the other. What else do you want? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Jem's getting this thing. I guess we can play it together. Get me that.
Isn't that nice? Family time.
Yeah. So we played a bit of that together. I made a lovely dress. It was beautiful.
That's because you are beautiful, man.
Mash A to sewing machine.
That's how it works.
You
my fingers.
You do have to. I'm not sure if it's a sewing machine. You might have to mash A to scissors and hold A to sewing machine.
Right. Sure. I'll
take your word for it.
I'll take your word for that one. Doesn't sound like my kind of game.
No, you'd hate it.
Yeah, you probably would.
Did you get a cool thing, Jonathan?
Let's see. I didn't really get
you guys not do Christmas too much. I got
a Christmas present, on Christmas,
which
no.
is something I was really excited for. I got a really cool mask for a Hotline Miami cosplay for PAX next year.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, this year. Now.
Unless you want to do it for next year, in which case you'll be waiting at least like
why not
a year and 8 months.
Well, either way, I got that like 10 days before Christmas that arrived, which was pretty cool. But no, we don't really do Christmas
no.
in our house. Alex got me Trigun DVD, the
Badlands Rumble.
Badlands Rumble, which I'm pretty excited for. I haven't actually watched that yet.
Mm, it's
pretty
good.
I do love me some Trigun. It's one of my favourites.
I was looking for Space Dandy stuff as well, but it's all so expensive and it's all fancy.
I want to get me one of those. It's like a however tall that is, like $130.
It's about a foot and a half.
Foot and
you
a half.
You can get Space
Meow.
Dandy.
I was going to say get a life size Meow.
I was going to get you a Meow beanie.
You'd wear it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like John likes beanie. Meow is character.
Character
from like Space Dandy. Big beanie thing. Yeah, that's, they call him Meow because they can't pronounce his name.
It looks
like
a
space cat.
Right. I guess that makes
sense.
He's
a Beetlejuicean.
Yeah.
Oh, so
he's
like. Oh no, wait, no, he was.
Yeah.
So,
I was about to say.
He was from near Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
Yeah,
it's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
And
Hitchhiker's Guide.
Zaphod,
they were both from the same planet, weren't they? Yeah, Hitchhiker's.
Half cousins or half something?
Half, I don't know.
They shared three of the same mothers.
Or something
yeah.
along those lines. Something very strange, which was particularly strange in the movie that came out recently because one of them was white and one of them was black.
I
don't know how related they
I
are.
Think that matters.
Space related.
Space genetics. I literally rewatched that like last weekend. Or was it the weekend before? The Hitchhiker's movie.
I didn't like it the first time I saw it because I'd been so ingrained in the television shows, which I thought
yeah,
were
we watched
good.
That a few times.
Yeah,
television.
My place. It was like
Scrubs.
4 hours long.
Yeah, yeah.
Scrubs. I'm all the way back with the original radio series.
Oh, really? Goodness
yeah.
gracious! I've never listened to that. I've read
it's really
course,
good,
but,
actually. Really good.
But yeah, I came to warm to it eventually.
I think the casting's really solid, except for Zooey Deschanel, which is odd because I like Zooey Deschanel.
She's hot. Who cares?
But the casting is all wrong for Trillian.
She's hot, but she's not the best. She's not a particularly great actress.
The only thing I hate to tell you, do you care? The only thing I could really get behind in that movie is right at the end.
Yeah. And they said, is there anything you want to change? He goes, yeah, me. I'm not going to be here on Earth.
Which is the last thing that Arthur Dent would ever say. He would say, put me there, but I also want you to put an ice hot cup of tea on my table.
Yes. And the romance with Trillian was a bit shoehorned in.
But it's Hollywood.
Yeah.
They're going to shoehorn
but I think
in there somewhere.
Martin Freeman was perfect as Arthur Dent. Sam Rockwell was perfect as Zaphod. And Mos Def, was it?
Yeah.
It was
and Bill Nye
as Slighty
Bartfuss was
holy
very good.
Holy shit.
Didn't they get Stephen Fry to do the...
Oh, and Stephen Fry
did the robot.
Absolutely perfect. Because
yeah.
he was friends with Douglas Adams, actually. They were very close friends.
Yeah, they were. He did a...
He might have done the TV series as well.
That was a while ago, though, the TV series.
I think because Stephen Fry wrote the foreword in The Salmon of Death,
which is the sort of
collection of work that he'd done.
Before he died. Yeah.
So did you get... You bought yourself a Christmas present, didn't you?
Yeah, we'll cover Jonathan quickly, because...
Oh, I thought he covered himself.
What do you play? What do you play?
There's only two other things that were really new. I went to a LAN and played a bunch of COD, which was actually a bunch of fun, mostly because everyone was shit because we were all really drunk. But the two other games I played, I started playing a bit of Shovel Knight, because...
We'll talk about that a bit later, because that's on the list of games of the year.
It was on sale, and I figured, why not? Because Ben... Which suggests the shit out of that game, and rightly so. The soundtrack for it is
it's
worth
it.
The soundtrack alone,
it's solid gold.
I like
Jake
that
Kaufman is on top of his game.
I like that when you can't move in the Trooper King thing, you can still do that weird duck thing, so you can duck along to the music.
You dance. Did you try falling in the water on the Trapple King?
Oh yeah, what happens
there?
The Trapple King pulls you out and chastises you for dirtying the water.
To do that now. And the other game I played was Ground Zeroes.
Oh yeah,
that was recently released on Steam, and I am so impressed with that game.
Is that the Metal Gear Solid?
Three and a half gig
download. That game looks incredible. It looks really good, and it plays really well.
Mm.
And it's just
in terms of port quality, it is really good. A lot better than I was expecting.
I like
that is a complaint I have about Blacklist.
Big download.
No, big download, and you know how the reputation that Ubisoft ports have.
What are you doing?
This does not break that tradition at all. It is a terrible port. It's very rough.
I thought Black Flag played okay, but that might just be because it was running on my computer.
Yeah, which is pretty OP.
The only complaint that I have, which I think a lot of people did, was that the game is really short. I mean, you can do...
There is a decent amount of content aside from the core game, but the core game you can beat in, like...
Half an hour,
if you don't count the story stuff.
I beat it in 10 minutes, because I've, like...
Oh, if you know where everything is.
I stuffed up one or two of the things that you have to do to... I forget what I was even trying to do, to unlock something. And so I had to run back through it again. It might have been, like...
But it's like
collecting one patch or something that I missed.
But, like, as a core engine test, right... Super solid.
Yeah, looking forward to the full game.
Yeah,
most definitely, and I'm not going to have any hesitations in thinking that this isn't going to run well on my PC.
Yeah.
Have you played any of the other Metal Gear Solids properly? Are you going to have trouble following the story of 5?
I don't even attempt with the story anymore. So the Metal Gear.
Well, you've got to start with Metal Gear 1.
Metal Gear 1, that's the bad thing.
Now, if you want it for the story, just read the summaries in Metal Gear.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't play.
Two is worth playing.
I don't need the story for a game like this. Like a story in the game is good. A story that I can follow is better. Like, I've played 2, 3, 4, and this one. Well, not all of 2, actually. I don't think I finished that.
But, like, that's the entire reason... I mean, this gameplay in 4 is... Oh, sorry, the gameplay in this sword. Good night, Felicity.
Might not be good night. She's just going to have a little idea.
Oh, okay. But the game, the gameplay is solid. The reason you play it is for the bloody story. What are you?
The game.
You just go into Metal Gear Solid being like, "Oh, I don't give two shits about the story," and then sit through literally like 18 hours worth of cutscenes in 4. I don't think it's quite that.
I understand bits of it, but there was a lot of times that I was pausing to just look something up on my phone. You'd be like, well, "Who the hell's this person?" And then it's like, "Oh, they're from."
But
you know,
the story is so convoluted.
Brings back so much from old games.
And yeah. I have trouble following the story. I don't know how you're trying to follow
it. I'm barely trying. I'm reading like summaries on wikis, and it's like, oh, okay, that kind of makes sense.
Best way to get the story.
I'm sure I should get into it, because that would have made the final cutscene in 4 so much cooler. That's where you're just beating
the final boss fight, you mean?
Oh,
yeah.
Boss fight? I mean,
the final scene
is amazing.
Not the final cutscene.
Do you mean the final 90 minutes?
I loved every second of that. That was great. I don't give a shit.
A little bit of warning would be nice.
You could pause, though, couldn't you?
I think you probably
could. Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Unlike Final Fantasy X, which you can't pause you can pause, but you can't skip the cutscenes. And some of the bosses have like 5-minute cutscenes before.
I think I knew the lines before the Seymour or halfway up Kamari Mountain.
Oh, God.
I think I knew those lines by heart.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Are you not going to buy anything else?
A few other things, but not exactly particularly interesting. Just a few, bit more lol, bit more wow. A few other. Played Insurgency, that's quite fun. It's like realistic Counter Strike, but nothing really to talk about.
Counter Strike's not realistic.
I've suffered an AWP shot to the leg. I'll just run up this hill.
Run it off. We'll just stack ourselves so that the guy on top can snipe.
Well, that's a strategy.
In CS, maybe. We'll just can we get special guest Daniel Dice into tell us if that's a valid military strategy.
No, it's fine. Just hop on my shoulders.
Yeah,
put
yeah,
your
yeah.
light shield in front of me, and then we'll just like walk forward so they won't know what's happening. That was an actual like strategy in like 1.6.
In World War II.
They fixed it in the later Counter-Strikes because it was too like overpowered.
We'll start.
It's really funny, like...
I'm just getting images of dudes, like, trench warfare. It's all right, get my shield out.
And then there's just, like, five of them just, like, shuffling through it. Jenkins has taken a hit, swap him up to the top!
Shit, if only we'd have that at Gallipoli.
What? You're coming all out of like the boat.
Yes.
Oh, no, like giant towns.
Here we go. Here we go. What'd you do? You have them all lying down, right? And you have one guy underneath them. He pushes them up and they all fall onto the beach. They all dig it up and then they flop forwards again.
No. It's like those siege ladders.
Old school. What you do, you disguise it. You all pick one another up.
Yeah.
And then the guy on the bottom throws the second bottom guy.
Yeah.
And then the second bottom guy throws the next guy and keep doing that until you're up at the top guy and they haven't even had a chance to shoot yet
exactly.
Because it's not their turn and then you just cast an area of effect
and
spell
by the time
and
it's their
win
turn
Gallipoli.
This guy had some very convoluted like picking up and throwing mechanics.
Oh, right.
Make sure that none of them are printies though because
they explode when
thrown. I
think we're getting further and further away from reality.
No, printies are real.
I don't think
you ever give a penguin a knife.
Never give a penguin a blowjob.
Thanks.
Silence.
Thanks, Will.
Yes, my son speaks more than words ever can.
So I regret that sentence. What have you been doing, Paul?
I've been playing a bunch of stuff. Anyway, I bought myself a present. It was about the only present I got. But
was it a fleshlight?
It was not. Yeah. No, okay, so I bought myself
a
present.
Now.
Bought yourself
about,
a pleasant?
Pleasant. About a month before Christmas. And refused... I wrapped it up in grabbing bag and then refused to open it.
Such a
until
your willpower
Christmas Day.
I would not
I'm almost on a 3DS with Pokemon.
I
buy myself
Christmas. My name's Will.
I buy myself Christmas presents all year round.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And it said what it said. It said to Alex from himself.
From himself.
Oh, you'll never guess
you'll
what
never
it is
guess
in practice.
Anyway.
Oh, even
it's
though,
a wrapped up hand
even,
job.
Even though he used white wrapping paper.
Oh, you can see
and you could just see what it was anyway.
Yeah.
Sexy.
So, I've been playing Alpha Sapphire, which is okay.
Is that one of the Pokemons?
Yeah, but it's like this is Pokemon.
What's
it's
your
fine.
Favorite Pokemon game, Will?
Yellow.
Yellow? That was pretty good.
Yeah,
Pikachu.
That was solid. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, I don't know. I might have grown out of Pokemon, or it's because it's an old one, and
it's just because it's
there's
more
there's
the
no
same
new
like,
Pokemon. Because anyway,
well, you don't want like Chandelure and
I like
a sword.
Both of those are awesome.
Yeah, Honedge is pretty cool,
and I like.
He's
Chandelure.
Also broken.
Yes,
tell me, Chandelure literally just looks like a chandelier.
Yeah, it's a ghost. It's
God.
A ghost like.
What about the ice cream Pokemon?
That one's stupid. And the keys? Like stealing fairy.
What about Garbodor?
No. Although there was Grimer and Muck in the originals.
Yeah. I think Trubbish has got a great name.
So
Trubbishay.
I also been playing a bit of Shin Megami Tensei 4, which is pretty solid. Very difficult. I did die like 3 times trying to do the introduction tutorial missions.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
congratulations.
Man,
I was about to say it's now a little less difficult, but it's still bloody hard. I also played a little bit of Crimson Shroud, which is the one the downloadable game on the 3DS where everyone's like tabletop characters, so you like roll dice to do stuff. It's like a D&D campaign as a 3DS game.
How is that? I picked it up when it was on sale.
Really solid, yeah.
I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
Yeah, it's good. You actually like pick up and roll the dice with your stylus. And,
oh, very nice.
And there's like a bunch of like. It's so much like a D&D game. It's not funny. Aside from like the, it's not like D&D 4 where you have to move around grids. It's more like a traditional RPG, so just turn-based kind of stuff there. But it's pretty solid. And I beat Danganronpa 2, which is really good. I called like half of the stuff, but the other half's like you can kind of see it coming, but you'd have to be, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
case 3.
Yeah, and some of the twists, like you can kind of guess them, but they seem so fantastical that you're like, well, that can't be.
Yeah. I thought it was really good. The ending got a bit Deus Ex-y, but it was still good. Deus Ex as in Deus Ex Machina.
Yes, that's what
not,
I thought.
Not Deus,
no,
not
Deus
Ex the
which
game.
Which button would you like to push?
Yes, not Deus Ex the game. Deus Ex Machina in the sense that a couple of things come out of the middle of
nowhere.
Do you want
to take the firmware update or don't you?
Yeah. I mean, there's
what
still...
What are you thinking?
Don't take the firmware update.
It was
clearly
a trap. That said...
Have you played Human Revolution, Jonathan?
A bit of it. I wasn't the biggest fan of it.
Despite the logical reasoning, I mean, how often did I update my iPhone's firmware?
Yeah.
when it was bought, whatever it came with. And if I needed to update it to play a game I really wanted to play.
But the ending had like... And this was while Ben was away camping.
Clearing
so
out
he,
the forest.
So he came back to like 20 messages of me like commenting on the things that are happening in real time.
I was
time.
Rubbing my hands together in the car. It was great.
but like the ending, there are so many like, oh my god, this can't be happening. This is awesome moments. Overall, really solid. I'm going to read Danganronpa if I can get an English copy of Danganronpa Zero, I'll read that too.
There's a wiki
Japanese,
with
man.
There's a wiki.
Well,
with,
I mean, it's got to the point where I like watch and read enough Japanese stuff. It's probably worth doing.
There's a wiki that's got some of the a decent proportion of if translated. I don't think they've got the Kirigiri.
Oh, if
novels,
is completely
though.
Translated. If is in Danganronpa.
Not
two.
If, sorry,
zero.
Zero.
Okay. And then there's Danganronpa another episode, which is not translated.
There's two,
it's like an action game.
Two Zero novels. I think two Kirigiri novels. And then another episode.
Yeah. And hopefully Danganronpa 3 comes out. Well, is announced. Because
yeah.
It seems like the kind of thing. Like, the difference between 2 and 3, 2 and 1 is like. It's very clearly Danganronpa, but there are so many things that, like, something really doesn't add up here.
Yeah, I hope it sold well enough for them to warrant putting the next one out. Because,
yeah,
like, despite having finished the fan translation of the first, I bought the second. I thought that was well worth the money.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that was about... I mean, I've played a bunch of other stuff as well, but those were the main ones. Yeah.
So what do we want to do now? Do we want to talk about...
We'll go into the brackets. We'll do the game.
Okay, sure. Let's do
okay,
the
so the way this is
going to
work, we have 7 games plus the wild card, which we picked a little while ago because we need 8 for a bracket elimination.
Mm-hmm.
So the games we've got are Shovel Knight, Bayonetta 2, Danganronpa, Dark Souls 2, Octodad, Goat Simulator, Transistor, and the wild card is Worlds of Draenor.
World of Warcraft expansion.
Yes.
If anyone out there didn't know that.
Yeah, well, we talked about it enough. Okay, so the brackets are Goat Simulator versus Octodad, Shovel Knight versus Transistor, Dark Souls 2 versus Bayonetta 2, and Worlds of Draenor versus Danganronpa.
Mm-hmm.
I try to match them up as close.
No,
as
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
that sounds
yeah.
pretty
but,
good.
But Goat Simulator and Octodad will then go off against Dark Souls 2 and Bayonetta 2, and Shovel Knight and Transistor will go off against Worlds of Draenor and Danganronpa.
Okay. All right, sure.
So we'll start with the left column. So Goat Simulator, Octodad, Dark Souls 2, and Bayonetta
mm-hmm.
2. So we'll start with Goat Simulator versus Octodad.
All right.
I'll be honest, that's a tough one.
That is
yeah.
a tough one.
I don't know. I think the amount of like sheer ridiculous laughter, Goat Simulator gets it.
Oh, really? I'm on.
I think Octodad is a better
I'm,
game.
Did
better
you ever play Octodad co-op?
Yes.
Now I think the biggest problem I have with this one is that I love these games so much. But I only loved one of them because it, like, so much was because it was, I played it co-op. So, for this one, I'd have to give it to Octodad, but I love the shit out of Goat Simulator.
Mm. Yeah, to be fair, Octodad's hilarious. And the concept's hilarious, and the gameplay's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, I'm coming down just on slightly on the side of Octodad. Like, I love the stupid ridiculousness of Goat Simulator, but personally for me in games I tend to like a little bit more direction than what Goat Simulator gave you. I mean,
under
that game had
your
own direction.
Was unadulterated
jet.
Yeah.
Which is completely fine, but it wasn't so much, I don't know, I mean, yes, it was a game, but it was a game in sort of very looser sense of the term.
Yeah.
Right. So I would say Octodad for that one. So I'm coming down on Octodad. I'm assuming we're democracying this, and hopefully if we have a tiebreak, I'm going to get Felicity back into the room.
But she can pick them based on name alone. Or vague description.
So when it goes to Octodad.
Oh, thanks for asking my opinion.
Well, Ben, what's your opinion?
Octodad.
You did say Octodad, though.
Has anyone played the Goat Simulator MMO update?
I played a little bit of it, yes.
I did, and I did not enjoy it as much as the original two maps.
I think there's some good dumb fun in there.
There is some good fun in it. I did have a lot of fun. I think I went as the hunter class. You're like a fisherman.
Did you do the raid?
I didn't get that far in it, but you can press R to like.
There's a one man.
Right? Oh damn!
And there's like little traps and everything, and you get to the last room, and the last boss is just like a stock dinosaur model. Like, I think they might have paid for it. It's great.
I did have a lot of fun in the MMO thing, spawning a bunch of fish on a catapult, and then throwing all those fish at a village, and then watching the game struggle to get like a trebuchet full of fish into this village.
Like the dude that was, I think it was in Oblivion or something like that, he collected all the cheese wheels that he could find, but when he got into the area, the game was trying to keep track of so many objects that it would like crawl to a stop basically for him trying to get this cheese wheel into his giant mound of cheese wheels.
Yeah, and I thought like the character Steve Works surrounded by apples, I think that was his name. I thought that was a little ham-fisted, but then I remembered World of Warcraft and I thought that that was probably okay.
So what's the next bracket there?
Next is Dark Souls 2 versus Bayonetta 2.
That's a toughie.
Now, to be fair, I didn't get around to Bayonetta 2.
I played a little bit.
That is your loss.
I know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I 100% of Dark Souls 2.
Well, do you want to lead off proceedings, Ben, seeing we came to you last time?
All right.
Order.
Well, in terms of sheer enjoyability of just sitting down and playing it, as much as I do love Dark Souls, I gotta hand it to Bayonetta. That game is just so much fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything about it, it feels good, it looks good, it's and it starts at 10 and just keeps going up.
Yeah.
I think for me, like I played a little bit of Bayonetta, I'm not the biggest fan of character action games. Like, I do like
them. Did you play with touchscreen mode? They've got it in there for casuals.
Oh really? No, I didn't play with...
You just tap on the enemies you want to die.
Whilst I may be a filthy casual in, like, skill level, I refuse to acknowledge it, so I have to go at least normal.
So I played on Bayonetta Must Die mode.
And then I cried.
Oh, wait, no, it's like third climax in Bayo 2 because sex third joke.
Climax. A silly name. But Dark Souls just stuck with me longer. It stuck with me a lot longer, so I'm afraid. Sorry, Ben. I do respect your decision. I don't respect you as a person, but I respect your decision. I also respect you as a person, but I got to go with Dark Souls.
Yeah. What if Bayonetta had red hair?
Oh, well, then
but she doesn't.
But like, imagine it. Jean's got a red suit. Where's that coming from?
You can see her hair, though. She's blonde.
Yep, she's got red tips.
Sorry, Ben, you're not convincing.
But
red tips, though.
I've got like 100 and something. I haven't even played the DLC in Dark Souls 2 because I'm waiting for... what is it?
Sins of a Scholar.
I haven't played the DLC yet, but I played, you know, 100 something hours. I beat that game at least 3 or 4 times and got every achievement. So
I'm not familiar with what Sins of the Last Scholar is doing, but I know a lot of people
it's
pissed
adding,
off about
it. It's adding.
They I don't know, but I read a bunch of things on the subreddit, and they said that they were changing a few things, which sounded good to me, but apparently people were pissed off about them. And they were changing a few dialogue things. They were fixing a few dialogue things.
They were changing a few dialogue things, adding some dialogue, adding a couple, like some new characters.
They said they were taking a few things out, which was the main thing that I saw people really pissed off.
I
don't know what
that's
that
been taken out, really.
I just seem to remember some people like theorizing that there would be like a young Vendrick, like non-hollowed Vendrick boss fight, and that seemed pretty interesting.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
You can.
I assume there'll be a little bit of content, but it's not like the DLC.
Yeah, well, I finished the first two DLCs, and those were like the first two was really good. The second was pretty good, sort of on par with Dark Souls 2.
Mm.
The first was like easily better than anything in the main game.
Yeah,
but yeah, sort of hearing about that, I put off playing through the third.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is Dark Souls for you? I assume you haven't played any.
I
don't have a Wii U.
Played a bit of Bayonetta 1.
Yeah,
which I really enjoyed, but I've got like 300 hours in Dark Souls.
Rhymes, you're an addict.
Both of the Dark Souls, which doesn't make it much better, but a little.
Wait, I say
I've only got 200 hours in Dota 2.
Yeah,
and I don't play Dota 2 that much.
Will's got 500 in Kerbal.
Yeah, pretty much. How many hours do you have in Counter-Strike?
At least 2,000.
Is that just Counter-Strike Source?
No, all the Counter-Strikes.
I don't know. There was a time when I had more hours in Terraria than had been out somehow.
Yeah, I've got like 30 hours in Terraria, and I only played that for like a week.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a week.
That
game is a time sink. It's just time disappears.
And that was when it was first released. That was like not even any... It was like three bosses total in the game.
They keep adding stuff to Terraria. Yeah. I really like Terraria.
Oh, Terraria's great.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going back to it at some point.
Yeah.
Set up a server.
So I'm going to assume that you're with Dark Souls 2 as well.
Yeah, Dark Souls 2.
I'm sorry, Ben. Your waifu has been eliminated.
My waifu. She's more of a mistress.
Yeah, I don't think she'd let you, lock her down in the terms of marriage. You'd be her mistress, Ben.
Yeah, I'd be a toy boy.
Yeah,
who do you think would win? Sandra or Bayonetta?
It'd be so great to hang out.
Final boss of Dark Souls 2 is terrible. Nashandra is just...
Bayonetta
would destroy.
Like, the tutorial
not even
fight
a question.
Is like you fighting a centaur that is bigger than Nashandra on the back of a jet.
Nashandra
I
was
did
like
the intro to Bayonetta 1. Where
then
like,
you suplex a train.
You what? Do you actually suplex the train?
That's Final Fantasy VI is the man.
I don't know if you suplex the train, but a train gets derailed in the course of you fighting something.
Chandra worst boss, at least in the core game, and what is it? Abyss Walker, the Angel.
Oh,
the Twin Angel,
Dark Lurker.
Dark Lurker.
Apparently, that's from Kingsfield.
Oh, okay, that's cool. You played Dark Lurker? I played the Dark Lurker boss fight.
I didn't actually fight against him.
He's really good.
Completely missed him.
He's the the Void Covenant.
Yeah.
If you beat all three of those voids,
you
get an extra boss.
Oh, Nido. And he uses humanity
as
an entrance.
Nido was...
Oh!
Oh, I thought that was all right!
He's fucking champion.
Nito Burrito, first of the delicious.
Yeah.
Good luck, I'm behind 7,000 skeletons.
That was awesome.
Okay, next up, drum roll. I'm not editing a drum roll yet. Okay, Shovel Knight versus Transistor.
Bayonetta
2.
Like,
I know where Ben's going to be on this one.
Yeah, and I know where I am.
Yes.
And I know where I am as well.
We know where you are. Shovel Knight's far too hard for the likes of you.
Yeah, filthy casual like me. Yeah. I just...
Because you just played through the Sybil boss fight, yeah?
Yeah, I've played literally an hour and a half of Transistor.
It's only about 4 hours long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's quite short. Well, then I've got
it doesn't.
I'd say
it's welcome. It's really good.
Maybe an hour. I've done the first boss fight in Transistor. I'm in love with it already.
How good?
Amazing. I really, really thought that all of the craze behind it was just a whole lot of indie wankers like Portlock. Just getting overexcited at an indie game, just being like, "Oh, indie game is so good."
There is often a reason people like.
I was about to say,
there's
a reason they got best soundtrack, and my favorite game of the year.
It's the. I mean, I like the combat's good. I like the combat.
The combat gets a little stale, but at the same time, it finishes in 4 hours, so it doesn't get too much.
Also,
that last fight is
God.
It's platinum tier.
It's so good. Keep going.
Okay. I like the combat, but that's not what's 100% selling me on the game. Like, the atmosphere just seems so good, and I'm really loving the storytelling device. Like, the first thing, this is not a spoiler at all, because this is what
first happens when you
boot up the game, is you as the character pull this, like, glowing, fucking crazy-ass-looking sword out of the guts of a dude. And then the sword basically says to you, "I don't think we're going to get away with this, Red." And I'm just like, holy shit, that's just like one line and I'm already engaged with this game.
And it's different enough from... You play Bastion?
Yes.
It's different enough from... Like, you've still got the narrator, but he's not always there. And it's much more personal in the sense that the Transistor is just talking to Red.
Yeah.
But Red's not responding at all.
Because she can't talk for
reasons
she's had don't understand.
She's had her
voice
taken away.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. But... You've seen the terminals, right? Where Red just like types stuff out to Transistor.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So you still
get
like
bits
of
Red.
I thought
it was a nice touch to sort of type
and then she erases
right,
something.
Erase it, type something else. Still not quite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do. Send.
How good's Red's character design as well?
Yeah.
Like, the torn dress,
red hair.
you unlock the humming button?
No, I don't.
I think you get that just after you've defeated
Sybil. Yeah, so
it's
I just...
It's a pretty good bun.
It doesn't do it, it basically... It, you,
oh, no, I did open
red,
that.
Red comes in her
yeah,
head
yeah,
like
yeah,
along
yeah.
with
the
music.
The flourish button.
Yeah,
oh,
which
yeah,
makes
yeah.
you like throw the sword up and
yeah,
jump and stuff.
Cool.
It's just... I'm really liking the way that it's telling story. It's not like direct
it it
throwing
throat, yeah.
it at you. It's like it tells you enough that it's not difficult to figure out what happens, but it just tells it in a different enough way that it's really interesting.
It's and the way it ends is kind of like I get what I am. It's not the kind of thing where it's like Bioshock Infinite, where it's just like I need to help understanding this. It's more like, okay, I get it, and now it's up to me to kind of interpret what's going on exactly.
Mm.
Like, there are bits of it where it doesn't entirely make sense, and it's kind of told through, again, the atmosphere and, like, what's going on around you, and
yeah.
a couple of, like, the dialogue between you and the characters.
We'll make an indie wanker out of you.
Oh, God.
Do you want to play some Unfinished Swan?
No, that's a bit much for me.
I'm going to be hitting through all of the green lights
A lot of the indie stuff is completely overrated, but I think Transistor is just...
No, because, yeah, that was sort of my thought.
Well, part
it.
Of Will's problem is that he doesn't like platformers and what's, like, 75% of indie
yeah.
games.
Platformers,
do.
Which is why
but
wasn't the biggest fan of Shovel Knight, because it's platformery.
But
well,
let's move on
to
Shovel Knight
now,
because
man.
Ben obviously loves the game. It's a lost NES game, and I think it's amazing. The graphics
fantastic.
Are amazing. I mean, it uses basically the NES palette with a couple
yeah, yeah.
extra colors.
Oh, I will not. I will not.
I'm not to say Shovel Knight's a bad game.
No. I'm not
really
saying
good.
That
yeah,
at all.
Yeah.
I think Transistor. Shovel Knight for me really captured the first sort of bit of gaming that I did. Just because I didn't own any of those early consoles, I played them when I went to people's places, and it really did capture that feeling, that first video games kind of moment for me playing through that. It felt like those games, but really, just really, really well done.
Yeah,
like, and,
yeah.
and it was funny too. The
music's
there was
great.
Silly little bits in it.
The dialogue's great. Graphics are perfect. Soundtrack is godlike.
Good. Like,
it played on a NES controller. It's got
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Got,
like the default option is for like your relic weapon or
to
your
be
option
like
to be up and B like Castlevania.
Yeah.
Ah.
But you can set it to a third button if you want.
Rightio. Yeah, it just because I mean, and touching briefly on the soundtrack thing, it was like it was NES soundtrack, but not the ridiculously repetitive nature of a NES soundtrack. Which was something that trying to go back and play those games as a 27-year-old now drives me fucking insane when you're basically listening to the same six bars of music over
yeah.
and
it's
over.
It's
again.
Like a Mega Man soundtrack, and I think the composer for Mega Man 2 did do one of the tracks, but I couldn't tell you which one it is.
Mm.
Strike the Earth, probably.
That
I wouldn't be
that
surprised.
Is so good.
That's the very first.
Best piece
of
music this year,
yeah.
easily.
So yeah, my vote is with Transistor, but I think Shovel Knight was great.
Yeah, I vote Transistor as well.
What do you vote, Jonathan? What's your thoughts on the issue? Did you play either of them?
I haven't played...
I'm just going to get pushed out of this game. Again.
I haven't played...
You want Octodad, take him.
I don't want it!
I haven't played Transistor, but I did... I've seen a lot of gameplay of it, and I saw it speedrun recently.
So you kind of get the you kind of miss out on the gameplay.
I get
you get the atmosphere and the story.
Yeah, I get all that, but Shovel Knight is just so good. It is.
Wow.
Oh, you're voting Shovel Knight, are you?
Yeah, I'm voting Shovel Knight.
We have reached an impasse because I think we all know what I'm going to vote.
Yeah.
Do we need a tiebreaker?
I played through it like 3 times on the PC version and then bought the 3DS version when it finally came out here, and I'm getting the Vita version when it comes out to fight Kratos.
Boy, how are we going to tie break?
Yeah, how are we going to
this
tie
is
break?
A real bad thing, the fact that we've got 4 people.
Yeah.
I'll paper, scissors, rock, Will. You get Ben, and then the...
Okay, yeah, that works
right.
for me.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors. It's all up to chance. Game of the year.
I'd be happy with either one, but I think Transistor's...
Rock, paper, scissors. Best game you played, not released.
Oh, yeah,
this
yeah.
year.
Okay,
no.
1, 2, 3. Oh, Ben gets paper. Paul Ock with the rock. Ben wins that one.
So do I have to...
So if you win...
We win.
It goes to thing, but if I win, I rock, paper, scissors against Ben.
Come on, Will.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
No!
Oh,
so
Will
it's,
wins.
It's Will against Ben.
Will against Ben.
Come
for
on,
Transistor
Ben.
Versus Shovel Knight.
I'll have you know.
We have blown
the
levels completely out
of the first grade at Guthrie Primary School.
Oh, really? Shit. I don't know if I can respond
I know
to that
what
pressure.
You're in for.
Okay.
Think of the butt knife.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, no!
I pulled rock, Ben.
Shovel Knight takes
paper.
It.
Shovel Knight
oh,
takes
my God.
It.
Look at the audio.
I know.
The the levels are completely
It's like a solid block.
Sorry, okay, sorry, so, headphone users.
So, what headphone? We have no list. And if you would like to send us an email, please send an email to podcast@itsallcanon.com or the other
not,
way around.
Not that other email.
You can send it whoever the hell you want. We're not going
to send it.
Okay, so
imagine if
we're lucky
enough, forward it onto us.
Shovel Knight, by a hair. Although
yeah.
I think Transistor is certainly a better game than Goat Simulator or Octodad.
Easily.
And probably Dark Souls and Bayonetta. Maybe we'll
yeah.
talk about
I
that in the end.
Wouldn't say better than Bayonetta.
Okay.
We'll
reflect on it at the end.
I'm not saying that I don't like Transistor.
So
Transistor was fantastic.
We will meditate.
Ward's Draenor versus Danganronpa.
Yeah, I feel like I can't contribute to this at all because I haven't played Danganronpa any way.
Well, that means no tiebreaker.
I was about to say.
So,
but Will hasn't played Ward's Draenor.
But I played World of Fucking Warcraft.
He's played WoW.
Yeah. But we're talking about the expansion.
Oh. I've played World of Warcraft.
Why don't the two of us that have played it give you a bit of background on how Draenor matches?
Let's have a talk about Worlds of Draenor.
Okay, have a talk about Worlds of Draenor.
Okay, so leveling's good.
The leveling is the best it's ever been, I think.
It only gets better. When they first started getting leveling to be like actually diverse and not just fetch and kill quests, that was when it got good. Mop made it better. This has made it just incredible.
I don't know if I like this better than Mr. Pandaria. In terms of like the mechanics, it's certainly better with like the like there are areas where like Fates in Final Fantasy 14 where you randomly go up to a location that's like, hey, there's an event going on here.
Mm-hmm.
You have to kill stuff and do stuff here. Yeah,
I did like that aspect.
They're like
of 14.
They're like localized quests.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
you're in this little area, do this.
Kill Hogger.
I'm not 100%, and if the one person who listens to us knows that I'm wrong, they can send in an email to
podcast.
To tell me off, but apparently what that is you know you choose a specific building for each area.
Yeah,
the buildings have specific quests,
okay.
and those areas are the quests that you would have gotten had you picked the other. So
okay.
it's a little less interesting knowing that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not sure if that's true or not because I've got.
I was about to say
one fully leveled and one semi leveled. I've gotten through the one where you start building your garrison. And I think I chose the opposite one that I did the first time, just to whatever, see if anything changed. And I don't think anything changed. I can't remember if it did.
But I think...
I might be wrong.
But I think the achievements are always the same ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in that case, why would it change if you picked a different building?
The meta achievement.
The same? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just going by what
yeah,
I
okay.
listen
could
to
be,
on,
could be.
On a podcast.
Levin's good. The travel back in time is not particularly well explored or explained, but it's really good seeing like Nazul and Gul'dan and
mm-hmm.
all the old warlords that you know were part of.
Yeah,
Warcraft
I think
they've
done a lot of
with
really interesting things, like even just visually with Draenor,
yeah.
like, as opposed to Outland.
Yeah. And it feels. I mean, it could be more Outlandy to me, but you like. Oh, I recognize this area. Blades' Mountain is completely... You can't see that. There's no Netherstorm. Nigrand is very recognizable.
Zangamarsh is...
Zangamarsh is also
Nigrand
recognizable.
Is
barely
Zangar
changed.
Sea, which turned
yeah.
into Zangamarsh, which I thought was...
But, like, Frostfire Ridge is just so striking to
yeah.
look at.
It's very interesting. The end game is not nearly as good as Mr. Pandaria.
No.
I thought it was... Like I don't think the bosses are as interesting in terms of like the raids.
Okay.
The LFR is just the worst it's ever been. I'm
really?
Glad it's still there, but it's literally tank and spank. Literally.
Oh,
literally.
Yeah.
Like
all,
you can
all of LFR is tank and
pretty
spank.
Pretty much. Yeah.
God, that's so boring.
When LFR is easier than heroics.
Yes.
That's so
yeah,
boring.
When I first did 100, I did a lot of PvP, just waking up my own level up, start raids. And then I just went to looking for aid, and I was like, "All right, this is going to be a you know a decent challenge."
Well,
first time I've gone into
area.
It, and then I was topping heals,
yeah,
because I know how to play my class,
yeah.
and apparently gear just doesn't mean shit,
yeah,
and so
it's terrible. I do like the group finder, and if you go into the normal raids, which are actually grouping up with actual people,
yeah.
they're really good. The bosses again aren't as interesting as in the mists, I don't think, but I like having that option there. If I want to, like, you know, group up with people and have an actual challenge.
Yeah.
Garrisons are amazing, I think.
See, I don't really get into garrisons and sending them on missions.
I think our synths are like the perfect evolution of the farm from Mr. Pandaria.
Yeah, like considering we're meant to be explaining this to Will.
But it's like, you know, how your character has gone through all this stuff, right? And
you finally actually get some fucking recognition.
I was going to say, it's like they call you commander in this expansion because basically you've got your own army. You've got your own garrison. Yeah, that's it. But it's more like, you know, it's just recognizing that your character is actually a really important deal in Warcraft universe.
Hey, you, get me some boar buffs.
It's not like, please dig through this poo, oh mighty champion who's defeated Illidan and Arthas and killed Jaden. And
I don't know, my heart sank.
Only you're an alliance character.
My heart sank a little when I had to go find the Grand Cherries again.
Oh, really? Yeah. But I think sending off your garrison followers who feel like your underlings is really set.
It is a thing that often plagues, you know, the MMOs that a lot of people have played, in that you play him and the story is all like, you are this great hero and everything, but everywhere you look there's 10,000 other great heroes walking around.
I felt that was never such a big problem with Realm Reborn. Did really well. Like, it felt like your story, just because of the cutscenes and things.
Because it was a Final Fantasy game where you're going through it by yourself.
But 11 wasn't really like that.
Okay.
I think 14 did it a lot better.
Yeah. That was one thing I know Elder Scrolls Online fucked up really bad.
Everything is pointing to that becoming free to play.
Really? I would never have guessed.
I would have thought
Catching Fire.
You can't buy 6 month subscriptions anymore, and apparently like all the physical copies are being taken down from stores.
I watched
a couple of quick looks on Let's Plays and it has nothing that interests me.
No. Yeah, in order for an MMO to do something, it's got to do something significantly different, and
it's not.
Like I said, Final Fantasy 14 has got that fun fantasy nostalgia, but it's also a really like different and solid game. It's got some Japanese jank to it.
Yeah.
Like there's a kind of jank to Japanese games that, I don't know, kind of UI issues. But you know, we've talked about that enough.
Yeah.
We're just talking about jank in Japanese games in terms of Final Fantasy 14.
Oh yeah, there's a little bit of jank.
There's a little bit of jank in terms of, especially like menus and subsystems. But anyway, World of Draenor was solid. I just wish the end game was more interesting.
So Danganronpa then.
Danganronpa gives my vote, but let's talk about Danganronpa
as,
general.
As someone who doesn't
personally
enjoy these kinds of games, why don't you give us your thoughts, Will?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Will's played up to the first case.
Right. I've played up until the first case of the first Danganronpa.
Are you going to play Danganronpa?
Probably not.
I can talk about it without spoiling.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
you
sure.
Can probably
can
spoil the first case.
Yeah, yeah, you can spoil the first
case.
There's a lot of games that I've been meaning to play, but I don't think I will because I'm a Counter-Strike fan.
You are a fan.
Well,
Danganronpa
is basically Counter-Strike.
Yeah, yeah.
If you take away the guns and replace them with paragraphs.
Nice.
They're still killing.
You would probably really like Danganronpa, I think.
Anyway, you explained it before as like Phoenix Wright.
It's Phoenix Wright, right crossed with Saw.
Phoenix Wright meets Battle Royale.
Yeah. Well, personally for this bracket, I feel like my vote does go towards Danganronpa simply because I feel like Warlords of Draenor is not it's an expansion. It's not a game.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it counts. So, but you two guys who are obviously big fans of Danganronpa 1 and Danganronpa 2, like, you guys have enjoyed it and I've heard you talking about it and you've been very kind to me in not spoiling cases, like, you've told things very
when that guy does that
thing. You tell
you
me if I'm using the right word here, Ben. Surreptitiously? You've been surreptitious.
Okay, that's a word that I don't know what it means, but I don't use it. Assuming I do.
I sometimes use words that I don't know what. I think I know.
Surreptitiously. I know how to say it.
Syrup tissues. Syrup tissues.
Welcome to the dictionary section of the podcast.
Kept secret, especially because it would not be approved of. So if you have a clandestine meeting with a lady, it would be a surreptitious meeting.
I guess so. I'm not quite using that word correctly, but close.
If you have a Destiny clan meeting with a lady.
So
very silly. There are no ladies playing Destiny.
I really like the idea of it. Like, I think the idea, you know, the game basically where you are trapped in an environment that you can't get out of with a bunch of other people. The only way to get out of that environment is to kill somebody else and not get found out about it, or be basically the last person left at the end after everyone else has killed everyone, or basically stay in this closed off environment for the rest of your world, your friends, your loved ones, all of that shit for the rest of your fucking life. Like, I love the setup. The setup sounds fucking great, but I struggled so hard even just getting through the first case. It's just, you guys were like, we were talking about this Game of the Year stuff, and I was like, okay, I want to try and play everything.
Yeah.
I didn't quite get to, and I got to everything. I did play a little bit of everything, apart from Warlords, because that was only got thrown in this morning. But anyway, so I was like, you guys were like, okay, play until the end of the first case, and you know if you enjoy the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've gone play until the end of the first case, an hour, 2 hours maybe. It took me 6 fucking hours to get to the end of the first case. I don't know if you heard me a couple of nights ago, because your room is right next to me. The last 2 nights, because I wanted to get this done, I've been up until 2 fucking a.m. and I get up.
Shut up, Bjarke, no one cares about your shit. It's,
yeah, a little bit. So I've been, and I get up at 7:30 for work. So I've been getting like 5.5 hours sleep.
We probably should have mentioned that the game's like 30-35
hours.
Get
out of here, Maizano. You know you want some of this man meat.
Yeah, a little bit. Yes, one thing, I mean, I'm typically not, I'm in general not a big fan of JRPG type games because the setup takes so fucking long.
Yeah.
I understand that this sort of game where you've got to introduce a lot of character naturally has quite a lot of setup in it, but I feel like the setup could be interlaced with gameplay rather than all setup and then gameplay.
The thing you should look at with Danganronpa is not necessarily that it's a game, but it's a visual novel with some game.
Mm. Yes, and it's
largely like a novel that you can walk around in occasionally, and there is some gameplay.
Which I guess is probably what I didn't enjoy so much about
and
it.
And that it's up to you to figure out what's going on, which is why, I think, is why Portlock likes it so much.
But
half my time was spent like giggling at Ben making predictions.
That being said, once shit kicked off,
yeah.
I found myself enjoying it.
So do you see what I mean? In the first case, we're going to spoil the first
case,
fine. Just in case.
Yeah.
So when you see, like, did you pick up Leon's name written backwards?
Oh yeah,
I picked it up immediately. But you see what I
forgot who the fuck Leon was, because Japanese culture they call everyone by their last goddamn name. Yeah, so I was like, who's that?
So you, like, you see what I mean? How, like, it's clearly Leon, but something's not quite right. Like, something doesn't add up.
Yeah.
And then it's revealed that, like, the person who was murdered invited Leon over in order to kill him.
Yeah, but he killed
her. And it's like, oh boy, this is much darker than I thought it was going to be. She sets you up in order to take the fall, but she's been acting friendly to you from the very start of the game.
Holy shit.
So she betrays you.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, she sets you up. That first case, I did have that sort of, you know, think about what might be happening kind of thing. And up until a certain point where you found some evidence where it doesn't make any sense anymore. Because one of the characters, Kirigiri, is talking about, oh, you need to figure out for yourself so you can come to, you know, you can understand what's really happening. And I was kind of like, oh, did she commit suicide? Because she's all acting like super depressed and a bit manic and stuff like that. So I thought that might have been what happened. But yes, once you discover her dead in your room, I was like,
she starts going downhill. Yeah.
Game has started. Fuck yes, I'm into this now. That I rode that high until the second character died, Junko died, was that her name?
Junko Enoshima.
Because she basically violates one of these school rules can't do. She tries to punch the
that happens really suddenly, right?
It's
like,
it happens
wonderfully
suddenly. It's just like she suddenly got spears poking out of all parts of her body. I'm like, yes, this is what I've been wanting. This is what I've been
girls
dying. No,
and then it goes back to like the daily life.
And then it goes back to the daily life.
But I like that. It does have a lot of an issue with pacing. Like, it's a game that goes from 0 to 100
and then
back to zero for
a
little while.
Yeah.
And then
it's the entire game. Every single one of the both Danganronpa and Danganronpa 2, it's you build it up and you're doing your thing, and then motive is introduced, and then it comes along for a little bit, and then something happens, and then someone's killed.
Yeah,
I think
and
two was a lot better.
Two was a lot better at that, but it's like you do your thing, and then motive happens, and then someone dies. And
yeah,
Danganronpa 2 didn't quite have quite as much as the poking with the motive. In fact, it had very little of the poking with the motive.
Right.
But it did still have that, you know, you're doing your own thing for a bit. There's a bit of story. You have a bit of free time to give presents to people.
Mm.
That kind of thing.
See, that was an aspect of the game I want completely removed.
Yeah.
I do not want this free time bullshit.
Waifus.
Yeah.
I do not want this social link bullcrap. Have to go around talk to people in order to get, you know.
We'll just go straight to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. I figured it. I was like, oh, I can do that in free time. Fuck this. I'm going straight to sleep.
Okay.
I don't want this present shit, and I don't want to go and find the medals crap.
Okay, so
the medals can take a dive.
Medals do not matter.
Oh, okay. Medals don't matter.
Take a one here. One there.
I thought they might be a currency.
You get 200!
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, right.
I gotta ask, though.
Mm.
Who's best girl?
Do I have to turn away?
Wait, was this the... This wasn't the thing that you put in an envelope for me to figure
no,
out.
No,
that was
Bakemonogatari.
You guys might need to hide your faces in case you pull a weird expression that gives it away.
That was half of the... Like,
I know,
whenever
I
was
know.
Whenever I was talking to Ben... Whenever I was like making predictions to Ben, I always made an effort to look away because I didn't want him to give away anything.
Well, best girl is obviously the wrestler chick.
Oh, the
wrestler.
I like Sakura. Yeah, no,
yeah.
She's
a really good character.
Yeah.
She's an interesting character.
Yeah,
I like her
cool.
as a character. She's
yeah.
less. She's.
I was kind of hoping you would say that one character.
Yeah,
no.
It's a lot less anime tropey than a lot of.
But she
the other characters are.
I don't want to keep talking about stuff happening, but
yeah,
Sakura's really good. Yeah,
we won't get too into detail
but the thing about Ben and I is that like that free time adds a lot more backstory to all
yeah,
the characters, which is something
that.
I like.
Really get that
yeah.
but I don't know
yeah,
it just takes too long. It
sounds like you would
action.
Rather just read this as a novel and not have it be a game.
Yes.
It suffers from BioShock Infinite syndrome, where the gameplay bits take away from the actual story.
There were some bits of the gameplay I enjoyed. I enjoyed the find stuff bit, like the look for evidence stuff.
So you kind of try and figure it out as it's going along.
Yeah, and I enjoyed the majority of the trial stuff. So they've got.
There are a few that are like. I know what you're trying to get me to say, but I don't know exactly which key fits into this.
Yeah, that's an issue with that entire genre.
Yeah.
Like, Phoenix Wright has the same problem.
Well, and once I realised in Danganronpa that I had a timer and that I could go through the dialogue a couple of times, it was like, oh, okay, I can read it and then I can have a
think about it and then I can give it another go.
So I enjoyed it was like fast talk phase. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. There's a bunch of different mini.
There's basically this final part of it where you're like arguing against the person that you're accusing is shooting down the arguments. And I've been playing this game like this logical game.
And then it turns into
Dance Revolution.
It's a game. What the fuck is this?
That happens in the second one. That's not good.
There's
a sword fighting one in the second game.
What about the snowboarding?
I like the snowboarding.
Yeah, if it wasn't linked to deductive reasoning.
I basically got to that rhythm game bit and I said, I'm not going to play this.
Yeah.
I'm not finishing this. This has just gotten dumb now.
Yeah.
Is that before or after the put everything together? It's like a sequence of manga panels.
Oh, that's the last. That's the very last thing.
I didn't enjoy that bit much either.
Okay.
I felt. I don't know.
I like the way one did it a lot better than two.
Yeah,
I felt like the little button was really difficult to see what was meant to be going on.
Yeah.
On those little because you're given a manga strip, and you've got and you have to organize the case into
like alphabet. Chronological.
Yeah, in chronological
order.
And you're given a number of panels, but you're only given like a little. Snippet of the panel that you have to fit into the blanks that are in this manga page, and it just I thought that you couldn't. It was I felt like it was too much guesswork because you're looking at this tiny
you
little snippet
like
of a
click
thing.
The panel, like the panel that
yeah, and
I'll
give you a hint,
but
I still didn't find it gave me a great deal of.
I like how one gave you all of them rather than four would give you like two
yeah,
real
two,
ones
and then three fake
ones.
It didn't give you all of them in one. One was wrong. One was a.
Oh,
one was, there was one
oh,
red
okay.
herring.
There were,
in the
there were more
one.
Trick ones in.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but it gives you all the possibilities. Like you can,
oh,
you get
right.
all the different ones, and you go, okay, I put one there, one there, one there. Whereas two, it gives you like four panels, some of which are real, some of which are fake.
Oh.
And you have to, like, put the real ones in and ignore the fake ones. Oh, and then it'll give you another set, which I didn't like near as much.
I get you. So, yeah, basically, I got to that point, and
so you enjoyed bits of it, but it wasn't.
I enjoyed
the premise.
I enjoyed the premise. It just felt so choppy, changey as far as pace. It was just I wasn't having fun with that aspect of it. Basically, other complaint I've got: I'm playing the fan translation of it because I don't have any handheld consoles, so I'm blaming Ben's PSP. What a piece of turd is the PSP. It's a piece of shit.
You are playing the crappy PSP. The $19.99 Australian dollar PSP. So
it feels like crap, right?
It feels like crap.
Would you like to play a multiplayer game on that PSP? Because you can't. It doesn't have Wi-Fi.
And I know what you mean exactly, because I played it on Ben's PSP as well.
It's not great.
It's pretty flimsy.
Not just the flimsiness of it, but there's a lot of stuff that in Danganronpa there is a bit of timing aspect to stuff. Like, you've got to do some stuff on the point, and you've got to use most of the buttons on the controller. Now, I'm a 6'5" dude. I got big hands. I cannot touch the face buttons and get to the shoulder buttons at the same time. I just can't do it without holding my hands in the most uncomfortable position whatsoever. It's not fun. So that's a little bitch about
it. So Monster Hunter instead then?
Yeah, Monster Claw. The terrible. Monster Claw. But yeah, so that's my rant about Danganronpa. But however, as much as I'm saying that I'm not a big fan of the game, I'm going to vote for it over Warlords simply because I don't consider Warlords to be a game that came out this year. It was an expansion to a game that came out this year. So my vote goes for Danganronpa.
Well, technically, that's true, but you know what I mean. Like, you know why Warlords is on there?
Yeah.
Because
okay.
we had to think of something to make it eight games.
Yeah.
Well, so, also because it's pretty good.
Danganronpa gets it over me, the lack of end game. Well, rather than the lack of end game, but the end game, it's not just drawing me in and world. So
I realise I probably just had a half hour rant.
That's alright.
I was a little concerned that we weren't taking enough time, and so you've taken one for the team and you've just talked forever.
Bulked it out with my fucking
Danganronpa
rant.
Gets it for me.
Yeah. I will go for that as well.
Absolutely. Okay. Like, Draenor just completely failed to grab me in the end game. I loved the leveling. I thought that was great. Like, I loved seeing all these lore characters. I'm a bit of a WoW lore nerd, and I went back and read Rise of the Horde before playing this just to refamiliarize myself with all these orc characters. And, you know, once I'd hit level 100, I just felt like there was nothing in that game for me.
Level again.
No, that's what you do.
That's the problem I have got. Well, I guess my vote just by default, really. Yeah. I mean, Danganronpa sounds like it's a really fun game.
I enjoy
it.
I have a Paladin and a Death Knight. Those are the only classes.
I played the Phoenix Wright games a while ago, or one of them at least, and I had quite a bit of fun playing that game. But I just didn't like it enough to just get that into it. But WoW, I mean, we all know I've got a serious problem with WoW.
And Danganronpa is absolutely better paced than Phoenix Wright. Phoenix Wright is really plotting when it comes to the setup and the investigation before it gets to the real meat.
Not only
of
that,
the
what
game.
Have I played, but like the thread. I mean, Danganronpa is like a cohesive story, whereas I think Phoenix Wright is more like a series of cases that do have an underpinning thing to them.
You watched the movie with me. Yeah. That's kind of got the underpinning threads, but like there was also one case in that first game, which is what the movie was based on, that wasn't related to that at all, and was
speaking of which,
throwaway.
Surprisingly solid.
Yeah, I was impressed with that.
I was really impressed with the Phoenix. Like, we went into it expecting it to be really bad.
Yeah, I bought it because I wanted to laugh at something.
That's not the one that has Chairman Kaga in it from the Iron Chef series.
No, that's
that's Death Note.
No, I think you'd probably enjoy this movie.
It was
for
really
nothing
good.
Else the facial expressions of the guy who plays Phoenix Wright
and the objection thing where they're shooting the evidence across. It's like this
great.
Big like digital screen thing where it's an objection and like evidence flies across.
I loved it.
That's pretty
it
cool.
It was like
neat.
You should watch it. It's really good. Actually,
it's our favorite adjective: visceral.
Visceral. Yeah. Makes me feel dirty. Okay. Octodad versus Dark Souls 2.
Octodad. Dark Souls.
Octo Souls 2.
Yeah.
Okay, that goes. That was an easy one. We haven't really talked about the games now.
It's not much of a comparison between those two. I mean, one's.
Well, we don't have to talk about it unless it comes down to a start.
And then we have to try and convince.
Here we go. Shovel Knight versus Danganronpa.
Shovel Knight for me.
Shovel Knight.
Oh, so
I love Danganronpa, and it was like the only series on this list to get two full releases in a single year. But yeah, Shovel Knight is
okay.
Just
I'll preface that by saying that, like, if you know me, and you don't because we have no listeners, but I have a habit. It pisses John off something chronic where I will guess what's going to happen.
Yeah, during movies.
And I like to, okay, here we go. So we watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and because I'm used to things trying to trick me, I missed the bad guy because the bad guy was too obvious. I said, this guy is clearly
not
a bad
guy. Not just too obvious, too evil.
Like, I saw him immediately and goes, oh, he's way too evil. He can't be the bad guy. It's way too obvious.
It is a kid's movie.
I was expecting something a little more. Anyway.
It is a kid's movie.
It's the evil guy in a kid's movie. They're not meant to fake you out on that.
I was hoping he was so obviously evil. Like,
yeah,
blatantly,
remember in Aladdin
evil.
Where it turned out Jafar was just trying to help the kingdom and the Sultan was evil?
Or in Santa with Muscles where the evil scientist dude was like, he was just trying to help the orphanage.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I kind of like that.
No. I like The Room. That was a bad, bad movie. It wasn't redeeming.
No, you're wrong. It's
the
Hulk Hogan.
Sorry,
the first
like 15 minutes was good. Good, bad, rather. Bad, good, whatever.
Oh, I can't remember what it was that I was watching, but you know the doctor guy in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him in another movie.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so I have a habit of, like, guessing stuff, so Danganronpa is perfect, but it stresses me out because everyone dies.
Yeah, I think if you enjoyed that, like, pick up Phoenix Wright Trilogy on 3DS. It's just come out. It's pretty cheap.
Next thing I'm going to play is 999 instead, and Virtue's Last Reward.
Yeah. You'll love those two.
Okay, here we go. Dark Souls 2 versus Shovel Knight.
Man, that's a toughie.
That is a tough one. Unfortunately for Ben, I'm going to have to go with Dark Souls 2 because there's more content to Dark Souls 2.
Not if you play Shovel Knight 5 times.
I vote for Transistor over both of them.
Yeah, I do
But if I have to pick it, it has to be Dark Souls.
Yeah,
well, thank
Dark
you
Souls
for joining
too.
Us for our last episode.
Oh no, Ben's going to kill us all.
Ben is naturally angry.
Like,
no, Shovel Knight's good.
Shovel Knight is really good.
It's just I
Shovel Knight didn't win our disappointment of the year.
Yes, that's true. What my disappointment. But to be fair, I would vote Transistor over Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, I would.
I shouldn't have put Shovel Knight with Transistor.
I would agree with you there.
If we're voting that, then actually that's a good point.
What?
If all of us
can't
voted,
bring it back.
If all of us would have voted Transistor
over
Dark Souls 2.
That's
works.
Not how elimination works. It's
some
like
Hollywood bullshit. The main character gets knocked out in the first round, then gets somehow put into the fire. What is this, Karate Kid 5?
Honorary winner is Transistor, but actual winner is Dark Souls 2.
Okay. Yep, sure. I will agree with that.
Okay. So Dark Souls 2, most disappointing game of the year, still best game of the year.
Yeah.
I think it was the worst Souls game, but it's still amazing.
It's still an amazing game.
Needs less Mammoth Sword.
Yes, that's true. I think big issues are level linearity. I thought the levels, like the layout of the levels was terrible.
They didn't have that sweet level design from Dark Souls.
So Demon's Souls had the awesome, like, really separated level environments, but they were, like, completely linear. Dark Souls 2 had the awesome web,
yeah.
And they try to, mesh them where you have, like, a web of linear levels, but because you had to have, like, a world, the individual levels were not separate.
Yeah, and the only reason I didn't have that problem with the game is because you two guys had played it already. I was like, I'm here, where should I go next? And you're like, go here. It's like, cool, that sounds
like
a great idea.
It's just like a string of levels. And again,
try jumping.
Yeah.
Nope.
I love the changes they made in Dark Souls 2 with jumping. I love pressing the analog stick in. So
I would be alright if they didn't have that as the default. So I tried jumping in the tutorial and be like, nope.
I don't think you know. You can set it to the old jump button.
Oh, you can, yeah.
But it doesn't jump as far.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah. If you want to actually be able to make all the jumps, you have to use the clicking in the
analog
stick.
I used the old one and made all the jumps.
There are some that are significantly more difficult with the button.
Maybe you're just good at jumping.
Right. Considering how shitty it is trying to press the analog stick while you're also moving with it.
Yeah.
Like, if it's still easier, it must be way easier to make those jumps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Less man with sword bosses. I think the bosses were not very interesting. I've heard the
I like
there is one man with sword boss I really like, but he's in the DLC.
I was about to say, apparently the DLC bosses are head and shoulders above every other boss.
The DLC is...
the best part of the game.
I just wish the rest of the game was like the DLC, because the level design for them is just... it's
like the
better.
The area design for Sunken King is great.
Mm. Oh, they all look pretty cool. I mean, I had my breathtaking way the
Iron King is really cool to look at, but there's not much actually going on
not
in terms
really.
Of enemies.
Because you go inside it, and it's not really...
With these
that one mechanic that was exclusive to that DLC...
Oh, yeah. And because I didn't...
sucked.
Yeah. That wasn't great. I was like... I watched the Two Best Friends thing and they told me how it worked because I didn't know how it worked at all. I was
I think by the time I got to the end of it, I was missing one of them. But
is this, are these the stones that stop the enemies from spawning or something? Or is that
something
DLC?
Like that?
No, it's like a...
it lets you hit the enemies?
It's a creature, and I say that in inverted commas because you can't kill it. But when they exist, they will do something that will fuck you over.
Okay.
And you can spend an item to get rid of them, but you don't have enough to get rid of them all from the start. So you have to kind of pick and choose, but you can't really pick and choose because you don't know what's coming up. So if you're like me, you don't spend any of them.
Yeah.
Not really.
He's the wolf.
Also, there are four that buff a boss.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's preface this by saying all excellent games.
Mm. I mean, they're all obviously honourable mentions.
And depending on what you're after, you will get a game of the year out
you'll
of
get
at least
Shovel
one
Knight.
Of these, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
I'll get it for
Transistor
you.
Got knocked out. You can't complain. You got to the final round.
You did get to the final round. My pick,
you won with a...
My pick of those games did not make it that far, which was Transistor.
Which was Kerbal Space.
Which was Octodad.
Which was Kerbal Space.
So, Will, you're going to keep playing Transistor?
Yeah, I'm going to... 100% I'm going to finish that
game. It's not very long.
If I weren't busy this weekend, I would smash it out. But
okay, shall we just finish off a couple of things that we couldn't get to last week? Best game you've played that wasn't released in this year, or last year, that wasn't released in 2014, and your most anticipated game of 2015.
Are we doing both of them, or should we just do one?
How long are we?
We got half an hour.
Oh, okay, we got
time. But we won't have time to go through any news, but that's not
that's
a big deal,
because
not really that interesting news,
Some dickheads blew some shit up and they shouldn't have done it.
Except for this, we'll just cover this right now. Scarlett Johansson has been signed on for a Ghost.
No, this is a big...
I'm ready for that movie to suck so hard.
I will see it and then say it's terrible.
ScarJo,
ScarJo. No, the issue is not ScarJo. The issue is that they're making a Ghost in the Shell Hollywood movie.
Yeah,
and I think that will butcher.
What's going to happen when they have a romance between the Major and Bato instead of
that wasn't the relationship.
Doesn't matter. It's Hollywood. They have to
have
one.
They have to have a romance.
They were just work partners. That's the only thing that ever happened between
those
two characters.
There was the implication of casual lesbian sex in Standalone Complex, and I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, Hollywood's going to butcher it.
But
yeah.
it's also the best
we're going to get is pleasantly surprised, and we're not going to get that.
It's also American and a Japanese thing. What are you... it's very clearly Japanese. They're in Tokyo, right?
Yeah. The only way I can see it working... And it's not going to happen because ScarJo's been signed to it now. The only way I can see it working, this is what I said when I first heard about this, is if it's the sort of thing that comes out of left field with actors that we've barely ever heard of, but it works still. Like something like Watchmen.
Or Star Wars, where the new Star Wars is being cast with essentially just unknowns.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for that.
Yeah. Because I'm just... ScarJo, all I can see in my head is that she is going to play...
generic.
Black Widow.
Black Widow,
again.
Yeah, from Avengers.
Who is, if you're a fucking Hollywood suit, then yeah, they're the same character.
Yeah.
But they're not.
They're completely not. That is not the Major in the slightest. Mm. But anyway...
That's going to be terrible, but we'll keep an eye on that.
It probably will be terrible.
I'm sure we'll all watch it. And
we'll keep the eye of Sauron
We'll have a bad movie night and get there. All right, so we'll do... we'll go best game you played that wasn't released in 2014.
mine's you're gonna have a go at me, but mine's Kerbal.
Because that's just not released yet.
No, that's just not released yet.
I consider that released in whatever it was, 2013.
I picked up Kerbal. I played it a bit when it was early, and it was a little too rough for me to play then. I picked it up again earlier on this year. It is some of the most stressful moments I've had in video gaming, trying to land that damn thing on the moon.
Yeah, like we were there when you landed. Probe
on the moon. I was so happy because I did everything wrong, but it still somehow worked in the end. They've brought a number of new patches out with the game that have introduced a bit more sort of like
campaign
more
stuff.
Campaign stuff, like more directed stuff, learn rather figure out your own objective. It's like a directive towards your objective. They've added more parts. The game's getting very, very close to being a full proper game now.
Didn't it really, really recently went into beta, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it did 0.9 beta than ever was the most recent patch that they've released.
Honestly, Greenlight is in a weird place where I consider Kerbal absolutely released.
Yeah.
And despite the fact that it's still in alpha... But
you're thinking more early access than Greenlight.
Yeah. Oh, true. That's what I meant,
yeah.
Early access.
Yeah. But, I mean, Kerbal was... a thing that made it into it was early access before it was ever on Steam.
Kerbal is one of the poster child of how to do things in early access, and there are a lot of huge number of issues. We're not going to talk about that today. We don't have time.
So that's my favorite game that was released in 2015.
Jonathan,
it's incredibly difficult to choose.
You played a lot of games. Pick the favorite game that you played last year. So it wasn't a new game
that I've been playing. That's just so.
Do you want us to
Yoshi's
come back
Island?
To
it is just so difficult, but I've got a massive list of games
Jumping
here.
Jumping Flash for the PlayStation
One. Give us three and then say which one's your favorite.
Aladdin.
Okay.
Mega Drive.
I play these games like incredibly frequently. I just play through them every now and then because I just love them so much. That's Hotline Miami, Yoshi's Island, and Metal Slug.
Yoshi's Island? Really?
I love Yoshi's Island, dude.
Okay.
Our cat Yoshi is named after Yoshi's Island.
Yoshi's Island is one of the best platformers ever.
It is really good.
It is so good. I downloaded the soundtrack so I could listen to it in the car. I love that game.
Is that the one with the crying baby in it, though?
Yeah. And you lick the baby.
It's
don't make
really,
it weird.
Really, really good.
Okay, all right. Sure. So which one? I mean... out of that list of stuff that you said, I say Hotline Miami.
Hotline Miami
is the best.
It's my favorite game of all time. I am going to PAX as one of the guys from Hotline Miami.
Okay, so
you're saying
I've written this on the news. You may not have seen it. Hotline Miami music. Because Hotline Miami 2 has had some music released, and I'll be buying the soundtrack, and it might be a good game just released next to it, but the soundtrack is what I'm buying it.
Are they going
to
have another One Note song? Because that One Note song was better than Tenacious D's One Note song.
Is that the...
Holy shit, that song.
I'm so excited for Hotline Miami 2. The
music...
No,
they don't bend it. You can't bend on a Commodore 64.
Yeah, you probably can. But the music choices were perfect for that game, I think.
Yeah.
There's one song in particular that really sticks out of my mind. It's my all-time favorite, and that's when you finish a level and it starts doing that.
Yeah, I know that one.
So good. Come home and your girlfriend's dead.
Spoiler! The story's not that important.
It's alright. She had like videotape in her that you had to return, which was the hit contract.
The story in that game is meant to be incomprehensible. I mean, it's designed to
play
I felt I was just... I figured my character was just losing his sanity slowly.
But we can talk about this later. But the point of the game is that people look too much into the story. The story was meant to be incomprehensible.
Especially the last bit.
The last bit is like you're confronting these guys to finally figure out what's going on, and they tell you, oh yeah, we just like killing people.
We're just fucking with you
and
this
then,
entire time.
Yeah. And then I forget.
You see them.
You get like a password if you collect all the hidden gibbets. And then there's some really unsatisfying explanation, and it's like,
gibbet. It says welcome to the USA. I think.
It's specifically designed to be like, oh, you just play this game because you like killing people.
Well,
like, it's,
yeah, that's pretty true.
Yeah, but I mean,
the soundtrack's awesome.
Yeah,
you play the soundtrack.
Anyway.
What was yours? What?
I have three. Dishonored,
oh, yeah,
A Link
good.
Between Worlds, and Bravely Default. And as much as I like all of them, I think it's so hard. Like a link
your
between
penis?
Sorry?
Nothing.
It is half of all of these. A Link Between Worlds, best Zelda game, I think, overall.
Yeah. Better than Ocarina.
I haven't played it.
So,
but I get into some fast.
But it's better than Link to the Past. Mm. And I
that's
love Link
favorite.
To the Past. I prefer the top down Zelda anyway.
Oh, have you?
And this is the best. Bravely Default was the best Final Fantasy that wasn't Final Fantasy in a long, long time. Best characters, amazing music.
How long is it?
Too long for you to play.
Oh, right.
and you, like, would, you would quit it halfway through.
If you said 20 hours, I would have given it a shot.
It's about 30 to 40.
Yeah, that's too long. It's too
and
long.
The second half of the game is really rough.
It's rough. It's really good, and then
really rough,
kind of bad, and then really good.
Yeah.
Like, worth the...
Yeah.
For the people who can't see
it, without
I'm
spoiling
doing
it, you do
the
same thing
the
a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like... I got to power through it, and you have to power through that bit, and that was the worst bit in the game. Dishonored, I don't know, like
I really,
I can't pick it. Just Dishonored, the gameplay was amazing. The story was terrible, but not
really,
terrible.
I really
just,
enjoyed Dishonored, but I just couldn't bring myself to finish it because I felt like it was just a bit too easy.
But you went around killing people, whereas I went around stealthing. And
it's
doing
a lot
the non-deadly
more fun
option.
To do, yeah, to
yeah.
do the non.
See,
do
I've never understood why you would do the non-lethal thing
because
it's not
it's
really in your
sneaky.
Character.
Yeah,
but your character
adds,
when you make the character,
it adds the necessary challenge to the game. It's like if you ever try to play a non-lethal run of the original Deus Ex, that adds so much to that game.
Yeah.
With the exception of using the password to kill the two android characters.
Yeah. I think Bravely Default wins.
Okay, for you?
Yeah. Sure. Because it's... Final Fantasy has done so much wrong. Excluding Final Fantasy 14. So, like, 13 was
game.
Terrible. 12 was eh. And they've just been releasing crap.
I can't
crap.
Wait for All the Bravest 2.
No. And then Bravely Default comes along, and it's not technically a Final Fantasy game. But it is a Final Fantasy game. And it's just like, oh my god, the characters are amazing. Story's amazing. They do so much awesome stuff with, like, the classes
mm-hmm.
and leveling up and... Everything's perfect, and I'm looking forward to Bravely Second, which is on my other list. So
Monk, White Mage, OTP.
Yeah.
What about you,
oh, yeah,
Ben?
They're the best.
So
I suspect you'd say Shovel Knight if you could.
No,
technically.
So
yeah.
Well, technically the demo was released in 2013. So yeah.
Kickstarter. That's what I'm
supposed
to
what was his name? The King Knight. I forget his name. Regal Knight.
I think it's King Knight.
It is King.
I'm pretty
Knight.
Sure it's King Knight.
Yeah, yeah. His stage was released in 2013. So no. I have long had a very old PS3 that had a 60GB hard drive, which might as well be a full hard drive at all times. So I've got a lot of PS Plus games that I've never actually played, and I downloaded one after my PS3 completely detonated. Yeah, sad days. I downloaded one which just far surpassed my expectations. A little game called Vanquish.
This is another platinum game.
Yeah,
Ben
yeah.
has the biggest platinum button.
Camille can block me all night long. This game, I'm not normally a huge fan of shooters, especially on console, but this game just feels so fun to play, and you are the most ridiculously powerful character in this game, and yet it's somehow still got a decent level of difficulty to it. You've basically got this like super suit, you know, you're like a Halo Spartan or something, but you feel like one step higher than everyone else, certainly any of your allied characters, and everything is just based around doing shit as stylishly as you can. Like, there's a button when you vault over cover for you to go into slow-mo until you hit the ground, and while you're vaulting over cover, you just headshot everyone that you can see, and then like when you do hit the ground, you spend your remaining bullet time gauge to fire the rocket boosters on your legs to slide into cover. It's just so great. Like it's so much fun. Like the story's complete garbage.
From what I saw, like the voice acting has got so much jank that it makes
like,
it better. Like if the voice
yeah,
acting,
cheese is thicker than I put on my nachos.
So I think the janky voice acting makes the game better than
it's,
if
it's
it
like
had
a,
good voice acting.
It's like a B game. It's like, I like this for the same reasons that I like Army of Darkness. I'll be the first to admit Army of Darkness is not a good movie, but it is a fun movie.
It's a very fun movie. It is a very fun movie.
But yeah, this game is just like, if you haven't tried it, absolutely check it out. Like, pick up a secondhand copy. You won't be paying more than a few bucks for it. It's so fun to play. Like, I wish I'd played it sooner.
So, most anticipated of 2015?
I don't think we have to pick an actual most anticipated, but, like, just a list of games that you're interested in.
Well, I mean, I think I'm getting a contact hype. I'm getting a contact hype buzz.
Mm.
And as a result, I'm pretty excited for Star Citizen to come out.
Okay.
It's just,
is that actually coming out in 2015?
Late 2015.
Yeah, the like Hangar Demo 2 is coming out. I'm just pumped.
They just hit like 69 million or something.
Okay.
Just,
whoa. Can I comment that number is stupid?
It's a stupid number.
69 is not a stupid
number. Yeah, why didn't we think of it? I could talk about space. $9 million.
Do you think between us we could develop a game like Star Citizen?
Yeah, just knock it
out. We don't work in 3D, Ben.
We don't work.
That's also true. I've been doing some work. I got a deterministic collision detection system working.
Yay, I don't know what that means.
I have determined that I have done no work.
It means that if I do it on two different computers, they match up. Whereas if I did the built-in stuff, they get out of sync.
Ah, you're a clever boy.
It's kind of an issue in a competitive
game. Yes.
I just hope it delivers on the promise that it's making.
You know it's not going to be as good as
Shut up. Shut up.
I cannot wait to drink your tea.
Not on the hype.
It won't be
not,
a bad game. But
not on the hype, okay. On the promise.
Oh, the promise of hype.
The promise that the developers make, not what the fan base have raised it up to be.
Okay.
So that's what I'm excited
about. Oh, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a giant list, so maybe everyone else will make some comments, because I'm sure at least Ben and I's list is going to be at least half.
I'm sure there's going to be
a here we go. Bloodborne.
Don't have a console to play that on, but that is super one of the few games
I will
that
buy.
I will
a console specifically to play that on.
Ben has played it, I will play it on the same console. Bravely Second.
Yep.
Like, okay, to put it into context, there's like you play through all of it and
I wish they didn't.
Yeah, it would almost be better. Okay, so you play through all of Bravely Default, and then, like, something happens at the end, it's like, this had nothing to do with the rest of the game, and one of the main characters collapses, and then there's, like, a virtual reality thing.
A bonus augmented reality video.
Where you can, like, move the DS around, or the 3DS around, and, like, you're inside this pod, and someone breaks you out of, like, this experimentation pod, and then there's, like, all these hints about what's coming up, and you're like, oh my god,
I'm too hyped, the entire game you're actually in the Animus from the Assassin's Creed games.
Fuck off.
No, it's not even
the Animus in the Assassin's Creed games like the Animus from the Assassin's Creed games.
But like, it's like all this extra stuff that's like, I am so hyped for this game that's not going to come out for at least
that,
a year.
That might not even come out here, but like it.
Oh, it'll almost
but not back then.
2015, perhaps. Anyway, super hyped for that. Persona 5.
Oh yeah,
super hyped for that. Mega Solid 5.
Yeah, boy.
On the PC. Who's not hyped for that? And now for some indie games.
Oh no, not the indie games.
Okay, I'll pick the least indie game first. So Hyper Light Drifter.
I don't know what that is.
No,
nope.
Sounds like a racer.
It looks good.
Isn't that the? It's like
the car. You just drift.
It's got nothing to do with drifting.
Okay,
so that game looks really good too.
Once
we're done here, I'm going to go and download that now publicly available demo.
Okay.
I'm going to check it out.
You are a drifter, as in
like a
vagabond. Wanderer, a vagabond.
Yeah,
like
I like using that word now.
But like, it's like a kind of Zelda game with awesome pixel art.
It's a Zelda
game. But you've got, like, guns. I'll show you. I'm sure I've leaked it a few times.
It just sounds like a crazy homeless guy running around in an open world.
Vagabond is a hobo, a wanderer. Jesus Christ.
Hobos are wanderers. They just live in door frames.
Okay, and now the most indie, Radio the Universe, which I think Ben has heard of.
I saw the Kickstarter. I didn't back it.
Okay, I didn't back it because I didn't have any money at the time. The guy is mysterious, right? He's disappeared for literally a year, and he's come back with a minute video of what he's been working on.
What if he just kickstarted Frog Fractions 2 twice?
I would love that idea, actually. Anyway, that's what I'm interested in.
on Giant Bomb, the Giant Bombcast have got a category for their game of the year. Most likely to be Frog Fractions 2.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. Any other comments about what they're excited for? I think I covered all the major bases.
Well, there's a couple.
There's a few.
You go first.
I'll go first. GTA 5 is the most obvious one, but it's a re-release, so it doesn't really count. But I'm really excited for it.
Oh, you can be excited for it.
You missed the most obvious one, which is Hotline Miami 2.
Of course, yeah.
How did you miss that? I am so excited
for it. I went through a list of games to be released in 2015, and it didn't have Hotline Miami 2 on it. There's two more here
that I know you guys probably won't be interested in, but I'm a big first-person shooter fan, so I'm really interested in them, which is Killing Floor 2.
Yeah.
Killing Floor 1,
I'll give it a go. I'm not that excited for.
We played the multiplayer.
Yeah, I tried the multiplayer. It was a little dated, but it was fun.
It's very dated. It's a fun LAN game, and from what I've seen, Hotline Miami. It's right next to it. I'm really excited for Hotline Miami.
Killing Floor 2,
it just looks like Killing Floor 1, but just way better. They've got this awesome
just updated
like,
everything.
Kind of like a Left 4 Dead 2 gore mod for it. Not gore mod, gore system for it, which I'm excited for. And it looks good. Second one is the new Star Wars game.
I don't know.
You're going to have to tell us about that because I didn't realize there was one.
No.
Last game I heard was 1313, which got
Star
killed.
Wars, new Star Wars Battlefront game is being made by EA.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So I assumed you guys wouldn't be too happy about that because it is EA, but it's from the It's made by the people who died. But the people who worked on the best recent Battlefield, which was Battlefield 3.
No, DICE is EA Activision, isn't it?
No, DICE is EA.
DICE is EA?
No. Yeah.
Who am I thinking of?
No idea.
They're not in
the middle of
we don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's another game.
I enjoyed the first one.
I love Battlefront 2.
Battlefront 2 is one of my
favorites. I'm not even setting faces to cautiously optimistic. I'm setting faces to disappointment. That way I can be pleasantly surprised.
I'm not expecting it to be good. I'm not expecting it to be mind-shattering.
I'm expecting it to be solidly built, plagued with bugs, and also disgusting, horrendous
lens flare.
Well, not lens flare. No, that was pay-to-win mechanics because EA.
Kind of, and EA have been real dicks about that in
Battlefront Heroes,
but they weren't in as much.
And
as
I hope
3. Now,
I hope that the design of the game is not completely based around like
premium
purchases.
Mm. Yeah. And there is one more thing which isn't a game but I'm still excited for, and that's the Oculus Rift.
Is that coming out commercially out?
As far as I was aware, that was commercially being released in 2015, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
that counts. I'll have to pick one up.
I'm hoping that this VR isn't the new
I don't think it's going to take off the way
I don't think it's
going to
take off, but from what I've seen of it, it's impressed me, and it looks
if it doesn't take off but there is a decent enough community that can hack support into things, that's good enough for me.
I think that's the way it's going to be. It's going to be like a touch control, so it'll be oh okay, this stuff uses touch controls, you know,
kind of neat.
I'm excited, I think
something like the Oculus does have a wider application.
Oh, of course,
than something like touch.
Wider applications, do you mean, than touch?
Oh, sorry. Well, I don't mean
certainly
just using
more interesting applications for gaming. Like,
I don't mean touch.
Touch is played its course.
Yes. Mm. And I'm interested to see where they go. I don't expect it'll have widespread appeal, and I don't think it's viable in terms of this is the future of gaming, because people will not sit down with a big headset over themselves.
And apparently, like, 1/4 of the population
will get
reports
headaches,
issues
yeah.
with nausea and headaches.
That's
yeah.
not surprising.
So.
We've been training ourselves with our 3DSs.
I really like the 3D on the new 3DS. It's actually really good. I didn't like it on your one when I played Bravely Default, but
yeah,
the
old ones
good.
Are kind of rough, but the new one with the head
yeah,
tracking
it's
is
really
much
solid.
Better.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, a lot of the sort of pop out of the screen stuff, which I really didn't like on the old one, there's a lot of that in Persona Q,
yeah.
and it looks really good.
I generally don't like playing with it on, but it's much better than it was. Anyway.
So what were yours, Ben?
Well, I've got a couple of cheaty face ones with re-releases. So
if you say Shovel Knight, I'm going to punch you in the face. Shovel Knight Vita.
Shovel Knight Vita.
No, Atelier Eshan Logi. That's the new game that caters to all my needs for JRPGs with systems piled on systems piled on systems.
So systems
piled
and
on cute girls doing cute things.
Speaking of
which one's got a little bit of chest because it's a different character design. This one's seen some breasts. The one who did like the Arlen series.
It's not that fan service-y well. They just have flat chests.
Has no concept of breasts because everyone is completely flat as a board in that series.
Oh, I thought you were going to say unrealistically stacked, and I was
no, no one's really stacked in these. It's kind of artsy looking,
either realistically proportioned or flat chest.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no middle ground.
So I'm really looking forward to that. Crap, there's another re-release that I cannot for the life of me think of.
That's okay, Ben. You can move on to the next thing.
Yep. it's been released in America, but hasn't yet been released here. Super duper looking forward to Guilty Gear Xrd.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, that game looks amazing.
With one exception.
No, she's going to be the best character.
So there's
I'm going to learn all her lore.
No.
I'll let you rage now.
I actively refuse to play you if you pick that character.
Which means I have one.
So there is one character in Guilty Gear is a fighting game for the people who aren't aware. There's one character who is like the character where they had like a bunch of character traits up on like a pin board and they just played darts. But everyone in the entire office played darts. So she's like a bunny girl, like wedding dress, mech. Okay, no, that's not it. No. She comes out, right? I just seen this terrible character design, and then the character intro happened, and then they added mechs on top of that. She had like a Geordie LaForge visor, and she comes out of like this mech coffin thing.
Sounds amazing.
It's the stupidest character design I've ever seen.
There's this one bit in a game called Gunpoint, which is a really fun game.
Oh, Gunpoint's
great. And there's this description where it's describing the enemies, and it just sounds like a guy talking to you. And then at the end of one of the descriptions, he says, "Oh, and they can see in the dark. Sure, why not?" And it just gives you that feel of like.
The developer
and they're a ninja and you know a pirate and a wizard. And it just sounds like
there is a wizard and a pirate in Guilty Gear actually.
There's
not
a
pirate wizard.
She's pirate. I cannot understand how Johnny is not in
I assume he's going to be DLC. Yeah,
he has to be.
Anyway, excited. It's 3D, but they somehow managed to like. Twist the Unreal Engine so that it looks 2D up until they have like specials where it tilts around and you go, this is 3D. It's amazing.
All the animations are in super low frame rate, so it looks like sprites.
It's great.
I was shown some of this. It does look really good.
Yeah. I assume you'll pick that up when you get.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
What else, Ben? Anything else?
Basically, everything else that I'm looking for has already been looking forward to. Already been mentioned.
Mega Solid 5 is the big one. Well, if I had to pick one, it would be Mega Solid 5.
Oh,
I know.
But that soundtrack for Hotline Miami
is going to be
incredible.
It will be incredible, but it doesn't stack up Mega Solid 5.
I am excited.
That was the other one. Really looking forward to Final Fantasy Type-0. I downloaded the fan translation patch for that. It's kind of limited by the fact that it's designed as a multiplayer game, and I'm sitting here playing it totally legitimately on my PC, PSP.
We missed the big one as well, Final Fantasy 15.
Oh yeah,
which
is that 2015? Is
I
it?
I think it's been rumored for the end of 15, but I
just
don't think that'll be
English.
15.
But
of course, Nintendo got some sick shit coming out. We got Star Fox and Zelda coming out this year.
Yeah, in Nintendo.
Yeah.
I like Zelda. I never really played Star Fox, but new Zelda.
Ooh, Nintendo.
If the new Star Fox is a Star Fox game,
yeah,
then it will be
Nintendo.
Good. They have not made a Star Fox game since Lilac Wars.
Yeah. I played R-Type Command. It wasn't the Star Fox.
I beat Stairfax Temperatures.
Anyway, before we descend into fist fighting,
I
think it's a bad bomb.
It is ample.
Okay, well, that's about 2 hours.
Okay.
So I think it's
been good.
We talked about games. There wasn't much news. There was a hostage situation in Sydney, Palestinian school massacre.
Not much news at all.
And Sony pulls the interview from release.
But everyone saw it anyway.
And then it got released.
Didn't care about it anyway.
Hatred got put up on Steam Greenlight, got taken down from Steam Greenlight, and then put up on Steam Greenlight, it still looks juvenile.
Less tasteful.
Story
than
mode in Minecraft, and Hotline Miami music, because yay, it's amazing.
That's
okay,
so good.
Thank you for listening, our single viewer, listener. Please, for the love of God, send us an email.
Or tell us what your game of the year was.
Yeah.
What you're looking forward to in 2015.
Send it to podcast at itsallcanon.com.
This 2015th year of our Lord.
And Saviour. I've been
all hail
of our Lord and Savior Hideki Kamiya.
All hail Hideki Kamiya. Tweets for the tweet god.
Do you eat shit?
Okay, I'll see the stuff. I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Ben.
I'm J Dog.
And now we fade out. Goodbye.
Fade out.
Hang on.